American Legion baseball coverage is on the air.
He makes a leaping, diving catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes. Nice play out there by the center fielder.
This is the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now.
And he's going to try to make an inside-the-park home run to the plate, and he's going to be in there, a stand-up inside-the-park home run there.
Now, let's get you out to the diamond for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHIS. The 2014 season opener for Hastings 5 Points Bank as they get set to take on Kearney here tonight. As we talk with new Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. And coach, you've been at it for a couple of months in preparation for the season opener. You got to be anxious maybe to get started tonight.
Yeah, I'm anxious. I know the players are anxious. They're tired of practice and they're ready to start seeing somebody else throwing at them besides our guys, and probably vice versa, our guys wanting to see somebody else to throw at.
Let's talk about the offseason. You took over, of course, for Steve Illingworth. How has the past couple of months been for you?
It's been good. Not a whole lot's changed. We started the same time when Coach Illingworth was in charge. Ran the same program through most of the winter and into the spring now. So, it's gone well.
Talk about maybe your philosophy. How are you going to maybe change from what we've had in the past?
Right. I think each team has to, you have to change your philosophy a little bit with each team. This team I've had in the past and kind of know what to expect with them. We're going to have to move runners a lot more. We're not going to be a team that's going to hit a lot of balls into the gaps. Hopefully we are, but from what we've seen so far, we're going to move runners, stationary one base at a time. And on defense, nothing's going to change. We're going to still play the same defenses. We're still going to pitch the same way. So
you got the benefit. You saw most of those guys on Johnson Imperial Homes the past year or so. So you got a benefit of maybe working with these guys now on the seniors level.
Yeah, definitely. I think all but two of our 16 I've had in the past. So we're going to take advantage of that. A lot of guys, hopefully they're familiar with me. Stuff we're showing them isn't a whole lot different, and just kind of refining what they've used the last couple of years.
Let's talk about some of the guys we'll see out there, the main people you'll be looking at, especially early in the season, to carry this team.
Sure. We've got Alex Panganiban, who was a starter last year for 5 Points. Mason Spilnick's been around 2 years. This is his third year being a Legion baby. Brady Staten was there last year. Jameson Cockrell's been around. And then coming up, like you'd said, some of our guys, Brock Drury, we'll see him in the outfield. Ben Clausen, once he gets done with state track, will be back in the lineup. Ryan Kearns had a great spring and is going to start second base for us. So a lot of guys we've heard before.
So we've got kind of a mixture of new and old, and that's always good to have to start the season.
Yeah, it is. We've had good practices, competitive practices, where guys are trying to earn a spot, and, I think we've got to carry that intensity in practice to into the games, and it's been great for us.
There's still a lot of positions up for grabs, or this can be kind of an ongoing situation for you guys.
Yeah, I think so. This first week or so, we're going to take advantage of our first, I think it's 4 games, and we're into our league games on Sunday already. So there's a few open spots out there, and hopefully we can get those solved these first few games.
You've got a pretty aggressive schedule as you take a look at the schedule. Some familiar teams on there, but you got some new faces on there as well.
Yeah, we do, and I'm a firm believer in playing the best competition, and we're going to go out and added a couple Omaha tournaments that'll get us a few more looks at teams that we don't normally get to see. But then right away, Kearney, Beatrice, get a new team with the Ralston, and then Gretna, a new team in our league to start our league off on Sunday.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Kearney tonight as our pregame show continues after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings 5 Points Bank head coach Russ Kendig. His squad getting ready to take the field for the first time for the 2014 season tonight against Kearney, a team that is in our area and a team that we have seen plenty of times in the past.
Yeah, we definitely have. And tonight, I think we'll see guys that we've seen in the past, obviously. I think they're a little bit younger team like we are this year with some good veteran, you know, Hunter King and Matt Moore, those kind of guys coming back. Will be tough in the lineup tonight, and we're going to have to take care of those guys.
The same situation as us. They move their players along just like we do. So the guys that you've seen in the past on Johnson Imperial Homes team now playing for their seniors team over there. So you guys are well-versed in what these guys do.
Yeah, we definitely are. Like I said, Hunter King and Matt Moore really hurt us the last year I played, or they were in the junior level. You know, some of those guys like Dakota Schreiner, and you know, we just see a lot of those guys coming through, so hopefully we'll have that advantage knowing a little bit about what they're going to want to do.
This is an area team. It's going to be a non-conference game, so to speak, but going out and just executing your things that you want to do, is that the main focus tonight?
Yeah, I think so. We'll throw a few different guys, probably four, maybe a fifth guy in there tonight. Just get those guys that one time on the mound out of the way. Mason otherwise would be starting his first game in a league game, so hopefully we'll get him out, get some of the butterflies out with that kind of thing. Get Alex Mendoza, who was a reliever that we used a lot last year, a little bit of time in his first senior game. So hopefully we'll get out there, execute on defense. Whoever's on the mound, it doesn't matter. We've got to play good defense behind him.
Alex Panganiban would probably get the start for Hastings in this first ball game of the season. Talk about him. He's a guy that we saw plenty of last year.
Yeah, you know, I don't know exactly how well he pitched last year, but the year that I had him, I think he won 8 games for us. So he's going to be a guy that goes out, throws a lot of strikes, probably work the count backwards a little bit on guys. But we'll probably see him once, maybe one time through the order, maybe 2 or 3 innings.
So we're going to see a plethora of pitchers out there tonight to at least get their feet wet.
Yep, I think so. Like I said, Alex Mendoza will come out. He'll probably throw an inning depending on how many pitches he's at. Mason Spilnick will kind of do it. Alex did and see the lineup one time or so. And then Brady Staten's a guy that we're going to ask to start and be kind of our sixth guy, swing guy. He'll get a little time tonight, and then a couple guys we are hoping that are going to be able to throw tonight this season might get some time.
In addition to a win tonight, what's the most important thing about tonight's ball game? What do you want to see out there this first night?
Right. I think just being a team, you know, a lot of different guys, a lot of coming from different areas. We have a couple runs of guys. We have some Johnson Imperial. We've got some seniors. Then we've got the two Legion babies that just got back to us about a week ago. So, you know, we got to stay together and get through this first, you know, couple weeks. It's going to be a tough time where we're really playing a lot of baseball. And so hopefully we just come out and play well as a team, stay together with each other, and just play good baseball.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks.
Russ Kendig, head coach for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Stick around, starting lineups, play-by-play description coming up next. It's Hastings and Kearney tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Smith Complex in Hastings tonight. It's the 2014 season opener tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Kearney runs in town to take on Hastings here in the opener. As Kearney is already up to bat, this ball game running extremely late. It was scheduled for 8 o'clock. The lengthy juniors game won by Kearney Post 52 pushed us back earlier tonight. Kearney Post 52 beating Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes in the opener tonight by the score of 11-9. So Braden Ackout is up there for Kearney. Check that. It's the second bat up there. That's Ortley. as he hits one to second base, and he is retired in a play from second to first. Now Braden Eckhout is up there. Heather King led off for Kearney and got ahead on the count of three balls and no strikes. He eventually came back to strike out. And now Jamison Ortley has just grounded out to second base for Hastings. And now Braden Eckhout, the shortstop, is up there next for Kearney. Runs it. Ty Roseberry will be the cleanup hitter, the number four spot here for Kearney. Runs it. And we'll see Phil Van Vornhagen up there in the number five position for Kearney Runza. Their battery for Hastings out there defensively, Alex Panganiban, one of the mainstays, one of the main pitchers from a year ago, out there to get the start for Hastings, 5 points back in this opener tonight. Brooks Asher is behind the plate for Hastings. You got Zach Merrill down there at first base. Ryan Kern is at second base. Sam Reimer is at shortstop. And Brady Staten is over there at third base. As the next pitch comes in there, it's going to be a breaking pitch. It's in there for a strike, and the count is at two balls and one strike. Out on the outfield for Hastings, 5 points back in the opener tonight, Braden Valentine out in left field, Brock Dreher out in center field, and Jamison Cockrell is out in right field. There's a ball hit towards center. That's going to fall in there for a base hit. Brock Dreher will pick it up on the hop out there. So the first base hit of the ball game by Braden Eckhout. Kearney has got a base runner at first base, and that's going to bring up Ty Roseberry next. Roseberry is the first baseman here for Kearney Runza. He'll be followed up by Vornhagen, and then we'll see Chris Langen. He'll be at third base tonight at the number six position. Peyton Pocock, the pitcher, batting seventh. Jared Smalley, the right fielder, batting at the number eight position. And we'll see Dylan Fruling, the left fielder, batting in the number nine spot. So the season opener for both teams here tonight. The American Legion baseball season underway with this one. Hastings 5 points bank taking on Kearney Runza here tonight at the Smith Complex as we wait for the renovations to be completed out of Duncan Field. There's a high fly ball to Valentine. It's going to be caught out there in left field. A nice over-the-shoulder catch on the run there by Braden Valentine, the left fielder. So Kearney gets a base runner, but nothing across the plate as Roseberry flies out to the left fielder, Braden Valentine. And this first half of an inning is over. Kearney scores no runs on one base hit. No errors, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Kearney runs in nothing. Hastings 5 points bank coming to bat.
When Hastings College music professor Dr. Robin Kuzer was taken to Mary Lanning Healthcare, he didn't realize he was suffering from the signs of stroke.
I strongly recommend and encourage anyone who has stroke symptoms to take notice and not second guess it.
Now, just a few short months later, Dr. Kuzer is back to making beautiful music.
I feel very fortunate that Mary Lanning is a certified stroke center with all of the right things in place to help when needed.
Remember, during a stroke, every second counts. Damage can occur quickly, leaving a lasting impact.
I am Amber Hughes, a registered nurse and stroke program coordinator at Mary Lanning. As a certified stroke center, we've brought together a team of skilled providers from a wide range of specialties, working to help our patients before a stroke occurs, in the critical moments during a stroke, and afterwards through rehabilitation. During National Stroke Month, learn the warning signs of stroke. Changes in the face, arms, or speech, and during a stroke, get help fast.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings 5 points back, and Kearney Runza getting the 2014 season started here tonight. Russ Kindig is now the new head coach of Hastings 5 points back. Spent 6 years down on the juniors level with Johnson Imperial Homes. Had a record of 148 wins, 125 losses. His team last year, 32-17. He takes over for Steve Illingworth here on the seniors level here for the 2014 season. Here's batting order for Hastings, 5 points bank. Jamison Cockrell will lead things off for Hastings. Braden Valentine will bat second. Ryan Kern third. Then we'll see the pitcher, Alex Panganiban. Brooks Asher will be in the number five position. It'll be Zach Merrill sixth. Brady Staten in the number seven spot. Then we'll see Sam Reiner and Brock Dreher in the starting lineup here tonight for Hastings, 5 points bank. The pitcher for Kearney Runza is going to be Peyton Pocock. Jamison Ortley will be behind the plate for Kearney here in this first ball game. As the first pitch comes in there from Pocock, that's going to be down low for a ball. Ty Roseberry will be at first base for Kearney. Phil Vornhagen will be at second base. Eckhout will be at shortstop, and Chris Langen will be over there at third base for Cardi Runza. The next pitch is going to be way outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Ruling out in left field, Hunter King will be out in center field. And Jared Smalley is out in right field for Kearney here in this ball game against Hastings 5 Points Bank. Here comes the next pitch in there by Pocock. That's going to be fouled back toward the screen. And the count now is at 2 balls and 1 strike. Jameson Cockrell up there for Hastings 5 Points Bank to lead off the bottom half of the first inning here tonight. He was one of the guys that came back from the 5 Points Bank a year ago. His batting average last season was at 275. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit on the ground. Charging. The third baseman is going to be picked up, though, by the shortstop as he gets it over to first base. Not in time. Jameson Cockrell beats out the throw there from the shortstop for Kearney. The third baseman was charging on the play. That was Chris Langan. It was picked up by Braden Eckhout at shortstop. But good wheels by Jameson Cockrell beats out the infield base hit. We'll give him a hit in the ball game as Cockrell is aboard at first base. So Conquo leads off the 2014 season with a slow roller out toward shortstop and third base, fielded there by the shortstop Eckhout, and Jameson Conquo gets aboard here for Hastings 5 Points Bank here in this first inning of play. Braden Valentine comes to the plate next for Hastings. He played down on Johnson Imperial Homes a season ago and batted 372. So he's up there for the first time now here in the seniors level. Russ Kindig is the third base coach down there. He's down in the box flashing the signals there for Hastings 5 Points Bank. You've got Ben Reimer over there in the first base coaching box. There's a swing and a miss by Valentine. And the count is now at 1 ball and 1 strike. Hastings with a pretty decent lineup here as far as the batting averages from a season ago. A mixture of the 5 Points Bank players and the players moving up from Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes. So see what they can do here on the seniors level. They score around the bunt, and they pull it back and take a pitch up high for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings 5 Points Bank, a very aggressive schedule this year. You'll see some new teams on the schedule. They'll start off with a new team on Friday as they head to Pleasantdale. As they head there, we're going to see a variety of a mixture of teams from Omaha to Lincoln. Of course, the standard teams in Kearney, we'll see them several times this year. Grand Island Home, Federal, and the rest of the troops here. North Platte and Columbus. In fact, we'll see Columbus next week in a doubleheader here at the Smith Complex. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is now sitting at 3 balls and 1 strike to Braden Valentine, the left fielder here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Ty Roseberry is the first baseman for Kearney. He'll hold on to base runner. Jameson Cockrell down there at the bag. It's first base. Here comes the next pitch by Pocock. That ball is going to be fouled away. You're on the first base side out of play. And the count now is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes in the first ball game gave up 6 runs in the 7th inning of play. And Kearney Post 52 knocks off JIH in the opener tonight by a score of 11-9. Both teams had 9 base hits in the opener tonight in game number 1. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ryan Kern is due up there next for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Alex Panganiban is in the hole here as Hastings tries to get on the scoreboard in this ball game here. The AIH in that first ball game, they got onto a 7-0 lead in the first 2 innings and then copped it up and eventually lost thanks to the big inning there by Connie Post 52 in inning number 7. Throw over the first base, not in time. Back in there is Jameson Cockrell for Hastings 5 Points. Here comes the next pitch, and on the ground, right side of the diamond, making a diving stab at second and unable to get to it. That's a Vorn Hagen. It's in the right field. Now they got the runner between second and third. And then there, Cockrell is a base running. Now he gets to third base, and the third baseman drops the ball down there. So everybody's going to be safe. Cockrell made a big turn at second base. The throw came in there from right field. And Cockrell was hemmed in between second and third base. He slides into third base. And the third baseman, Langan, I think, dropped the baseball down there, and everybody's going to be safe. So Valentine gets a base hit. He'll end up at second base where he sings. Jameson Cockrell ends up at third base. He was dead in the water down there. There's going to be an error in the play as well down there to allow Cockrell to get into the bag at third base. So now Hastings has got runners on at second and third early in this ball game. We're in the bottom half of the first inning, and that's going to bring up Ryan Kern to the plate next. Ryan Kern is another guy who played on the seniors level a year ago. Hit 182 for head coach Steve Illingworth. He had 11 base on balls, and he had 11 strikeouts during his time a season ago. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball. There's now one ball and one strike. So Ryan Kern trying to get things started here for Hastings. 5 points in this bottom half of the first inning. No score between Hastings and Kearney. Hastings threatening here with runners on at second and third base. Here comes the next pitch by Peyton Pocock that's going to be swung on and missed. And now Ryan Kern falls behind on the count at 1-2. A season ago, Kern had 10 singles. He had a couple of doubles, a triple, no home runs. He batted in 5 people a season ago. Hastings 5 points. Open up his stance a little bit here in the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Peyton Pocock. That's going to be a breaking pitch, a swing, and a miss, and he strikes out. Ryan Kern strikes out. That's the first out of the ball game in this first inning of play now for Peyton Pocock and Kearney Runza. Alex Panganiban comes to the plate next for Hastings. He's the pitcher tonight. Pango is another guy that played on Hastings 5 points a season ago. He hit 264 last year. He had 29 singles. He had 3 doubles and a triple. No home runs. He drove home 15 runs. As the first pitch is going to be onside for a ball, and it's now 1-0. Brooks Asher coming up next for Hastings 5 points. Runners are on at second and third base. Valentine is on at second. Jameson Cockrell is on at third base. There's one man out. Peyton Pocock gets his sign there from Jameson Ortley. Here comes the next pitch in there. It's going to be a fastball. Lutter high on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 now to Alex Panganiban. That's here from the right-hand side. Peyton Pocock is a right-handed thrower here for Kearney Runza. Year in and year out, Kearney, one of the teams to beat in the state of Nebraska in Class A baseball. There's the next pitch. Going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. 1-2. Hastings and Kearney in the same area again this year, although this is not an area game or a conference game. Just getting their season started with a non-conference affair here tonight at the Smith Complex in Hastings. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit towards second base. Vornhagen has got it. He goes to first. That's going to be in time, but a run scores. Alex Panganiban hits one right to Vornhagen at second base. He goes to first base to record the out on Alex Panganiban, but coming in to score on the play is going to be Jameson Cockrell. So Cockrell scores. It's a 1-0 ball game now in favor of Hastings. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Braden Valentine. Coming up there next for Hastings 5 points is going to be Brooks Asher. Takes a whack at that one, a high fastball and a swing and a miss. Asher is a guy who played down on Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes a season ago. Had a pretty successful season last year with a batting average of .414. Steps in there for the first time here on the seniors level as he takes a pitch outside for a ball. 1-1 down to the catcher for Hastings. That's Brooks Asher. 15 doubles, 4 triples. And he had a total of 53 RBIs last year for JIH. Batting in the number 5 position here tonight. There's another ground ball towards second fielded there. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Vornhagen goes over to Roseberry to record the out. But Hastings scores here in the first inning of play in their 2014 season opener. Hastings scores 1 run on a couple of base hits. No errors and 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom half of the first, or top half of the second inning with a score. Hastings 1, Kearney Runza 0.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have 5 Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your 5 Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, 5 Points Bank.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball tonight on 1230 KHAS is brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So Alex Pangadiban stays out there for Hastings. We're going to see a variety of pitchers out there. We could see three or four pitchers throw tonight for Hastings 5 points in this season opener. Pangadiban, a year ago, he threw for Hastings. He was 1-4 last year. He threw 41 and a third innings. He gave up 42 hits and 43 runs. 33 of those were earned. 15 base on balls, 24 strikeouts. He had an ERA of 5.59. He got through the first inning. He gave up a base hit to a Carney Runza here tonight. He also recorded a strikeout in that opening inning. Coming to the plate will be 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order for Carney Runza. We'll see Phil Vornhagen, the second baseman, Chris Langan, the third baseman, and Peyton Pocock, the pitcher, here in this ball game for Carney Runza. Here's the pitch there by Alex Pangadiban. That's going to be outside for a ball. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes here to Vornhagen for Carney Runza. Again, rocking and firing there on the pitcher's mound is going to be Pangadiban. He throws one in there for a strike. 2-1 the counts. Any of these guys get aboard, we'll see Jared Smalley come to the plate. And then Dylan Frueling here for Carney Runza. Here comes the next pitch by Pangadiban. That ball is hit toward the right side. And a nice grab over there at first base in foul territory. A little blooper out there, and Zach Merrill comes off with a bag over in foul territory to grab it there for Hastings. So Vornhagen, he's going to foul out to the first baseman in Zach Merrill. That's going to bring up Chris Langan next. Langan is the third baseman. He also will do some pitching for Carney Runza throughout this 2014 season. Langan steps in there from the right-hand side, and the pitch by Pangadiban is going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 to Langan. Temperature at game time tonight, it was 79 degrees. Couldn't ask for anything better. The wind's out of the east-northeast at about 18 miles per hour, blowing in from right field here tonight towards the hitters at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be out there for a strike on Langan. He's looking at a count of 1-1. Still waiting for Duncan Field to complete their renovations. We played the entire Hastings College baseball season, their home schedule out here at the Smith Complex, and now we'll start the American Legion baseball season out here as well, playing in the same field here at the Smith Complex. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch. That's going to be outside for a strike on the outside corner. And the count is at 2-2. So 2-2 the count down to Chris Langan. Peyton Pocock is in the on-deck circle here for Carney Runza. There's a tapper down the third base side. It's going to be foul territory, and the count remains at 2-2. Hastings 5 points Bank dressed in their white uniforms tonight with their red tops, red baseball caps trimmed and lettered in the red. Carney in their gray pants and their navy blue tops tonight, trimmed and lettered in white. Here's the next pitch, bump foul in the third base side. The count remains at 2-2. Hastings and Carney Runza here tonight in the opener, again in the first ball game, a lengthy game. Carney posts 52, knocking off Johnson Imperial Holmes by the score of 11-9. Carney scores 6 runs in the 7th inning of play. There's a ball hit to a Reimer at shortstop. A long throw over there at short. It's a fielded on the hop over there at first base by Merrill, and he pulls it in. So Langan is retired in the play. A long throw by Sam Reimer in the hole. He was back on the edge of the outfield grass to get that baby away. It hops to Zach Merrill over there at first base. Zach holds on to it, so he's made a couple of nice plays over there here in the second inning of play. There's 2 men out, and that's going to bring up Peyton Pocock next. He's the pitcher. Pocock wears number 17 on his Carney Runza uniform. There's a breaking pitch by Pangadiban that's going to miss outside. And the count goes to 1-0 to Peyton Pocock. Smalley is now in the on-deck circle here for Connie Runza. There's a high fly ball down the left field side, coming on, and over in foul territory, and unable to make the catch over there is going to be Valentine. Giving away was the third baseman, Staten, as Valentine came in. He crosses the foul line down there and then slides down on the turf here, and he can't hold on to the baseball. So a long foul ball down there on the third base side. Pocock comes back and grabs the club here, and the count goes to 1-1 to him. So Pocock will have another chance. Here comes Panganiban, the full windup. Next pitch is a breaking pitch that misses outside, and the count goes to 2-1. So 2-1 the count here. Hastings and Kearney Runza. We're in the top half of the second inning here tonight. This one is scheduled for 7 again this evening. There's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up again toward the outfield. Coming on is going to be Dreher, the center fielder. Moves to his right and he grabs it, and it's 3-3 here for Kearney Runza in the second inning of play. They scored no runs, no base hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Hastings 1, Kearney Runza 0.
Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Murray with Murray Natural Health and Chiropractic in Hastings. Join me each Monday morning at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. We'll discuss things that I have learned about setting the standard in natural health care. You can email questions to drmurray at khasradio.com or just call in during the show. Get informed on obtaining and maintaining optimal health with Ask the Expert, Mondays at 8:08 on 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Smith Complex in Hastings. American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings will come up here in the bottom half of the second inning. We've got Zach Merrill, Brady Staten, and Sam Reimer coming up here. 6, 7, and 8. And then we'll see Brock Dreher, if any of these guys can get aboard here in the second. Hastings with a couple of base hits in inning number one. Kearney with an error. And Hastings 5 points back out on top of Kearney Runza by a score of 1-0. Here's Zach Merrill coming to the plate next for Hastings. He had a good season last year for Johnson Imperial Homes as he hit .436 down the juniors level. He was a second leading hitter on the team a year ago as he takes a strike there right at the knees on the outside corner. And the count is at 1-1. He had 51 singles last year, 15 doubles, 3 triples, no home runs. Drove in 37 runs. Again, a batting average of .436 for Johnson Imperial Homes as he takes a pitch down low for a ball. And the count is now at 2-1 to Merrill. He bats from the right-hand side. Your pitcher continues to be Peyton Pocock. He is a right-handed thrower as well for Kearney Runza. Winds and delivers to the plate. That ball is going to be just outside. Winning in that one was Merrill, but he keeps the bat on the shoulder, and the count goes to 3-1. Both teams expected to use several pitchers in the ball game here tonight. Panganiban has worked through the first two innings, and now Pocock is out there for his second inning for Kearney Runza, and he delivers up a walk here. So a base on balls to Zach Merrill. He gets a free pass down there to first base. That's the first walk in the ball game given up by Pocock. Brady Staten comes to the plate next. Staten is the third baseman here for Hastings 5 points back, as he will step in there from the right-hand side. And now Pocock will have to work from the stretch with a runner down there at first. Roseberry will hold him on defensively for Kearney Runza. Here's Pocock's pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike to the inside corner. Staten was squaring around the bunt, but pulls it back and takes the strike on the inside corner. Staten played for Hastings 5 points back a season ago. at 256. He had 22 base on balls and 30 strikeouts last season. As he bats here for the first time for the 2014 season, here's Pocock's next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that's going to be just outside for a ball. It's now one ball and one strike. Staten last year had three doubles and a triple for his extra base hits. 12 RBIs for Hastings a season ago. Hastings 5 points out on top on a score of 1-0 here in this ball game. Staten lays down a bunt. It's pretty hard, though, right to the first baseman. He goes over and touches the bag. Roseberry fields that one, but his sacrifice works. It was a hard bunt out to the first baseman, Roseberry. His play was the first base, and he got it there, but running down to second base on the play. On the sacrifice is going to be Zach Merrill. And now Sam Reimer comes up there next. Reimer is a shortstop here for Hastings 5 points back here in this one tonight. He'll bat from the right-hand side. Reimer a season ago played down in the juniors level and hit a batting average of .315 as he fouls away this first pitch, nothing and one to Sam Reimer. 34 singles a season ago with four doubles. No home runs. He drove home 21 runs last year for JIH. A chance to drive one home here for Hastings 5 points back with Merrill down there at second base in a 1-0 ball game. Hastings has the lead. There's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, a fastball in the outside corner. And the count now goes to no balls and two strikes here to Sam Reimer. Sam Reimer. Brock Dreher is due up there next for Hastings. There's one man out here in the inning. Peyton Pocock delivers another fastball that's going to be up high this time. It just misses, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. So 1-2 the count here to Reimer, the number 8 hitter in the batting order for Hastings 5 points back. Peyton Pocock again will work from the stretch with a base runner on down there at second base. Reimer waiting. Here comes the next pitch. He took something off of that one, and it's a nice pitch right across the center portion of the plate, and Reimer is caught looking there. He strikes out the second strikeout of the ball game now for Peyton Pocock.
Number two, Brock
Dreher. Brock Dreher comes up there next for Hastings 5 points. He's the center fielder. He hit .403 last year down in the juniors level for Johnson Imperial Homes. There's two men out now here in the second inning of play. With a man on his second base, there's a high fastball and a swing and a miss by Dreher. He falls behind on the count of no balls and one strike. Zach Merrill leading off the inning with a base on balls. Staten then sacrifices down to second base. Sam Reimer strikes out, so Hastings has a base runner in scoring position at second. As Brock Dreher is up there now for Hastings 5 points, they're trying to give the hometown team a 2-0 lead here in this ball game. Dreher waits on the pitch, and here he comes. It's going to be in there for a strike. That's no balls and two strikes. So Brock Dreher, the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Hastings 5 points back, trying to drive one home here in the ball game here tonight. Taps the corner of the plate as Peyton Pocock gets his sign from Jameson Ortley, the catcher down there for Carney Runza. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Pocock trying to get Brock Dreher to chase after one way outside, but Brock Dreher keeps the bat on the shoulder here. One ball and two strikes now with two men out for Hastings 5 points here in the bottom half of the second inning. A 1-0 ball game. Hastings has got the lead. Here's the next pitch. A swing and a miss, and he strikes out. Strikeouts number 2 and 3 here in this inning for Peyton Pocock. Hastings moves a man in the scoring position but cannot score. They score no runs on no hits. No errors on Kearney. One man left on base. We go to the top of the third inning with a score. Hastings 1, Kearney nothing.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Smith Complex here tonight, the 2014 season opener. Hastings 5 points back out on top of Kearney Runza by the score of 1-0 as we move to the top half of inning number 3, and we'll see the top of the order for Kearney coming up there. It checked at 8-9-1 for Kearney Runza here in the third inning of play. Hastings will have a busy weekend. They will play at Pleasantdale on Friday, and they'll take on Beatrice and Ralston on Saturday, and they'll take on Gretna on Sunday. Then they'll play a doubleheader with Columbus next Tuesday. So Hastings 5 points back with several home games here at the beginning of the season. There's a ball hit toward second base, and fielding the ball on the edge of the outfield grass was a second baseman for Hastings. That's Ryan Kern. So on the very first pitch to Jared Smalley, he flies out to the second baseman, Ryan Kern, for the first out here in the third inning. And now Dylan Frueling comes to the plate next. He's the left fielder. Kearney Runza has got two guys not playing tonight because they are involved in the state track and field championships this weekend in Omaha. They've got another guy that's not playing as involved in the state golf tournament next week, and they got another guy that's out of the country here tonight. So this is not the team we'll probably see in Kearney Runza when we see him during the league contest here this year. Dylan Frueling takes a swing and a miss at the first pitch in there. It should be one ball and one strike now on Frueling in there, the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Kearney Runza. Hunter King is due up there next. There's a fly ball that's going to be in foul territory on the right field side, out of play. One ball and two strikes. Hastings also with a player not seeing action tonight. That's Ben Klassen. He's involved in the state track and field championships this weekend, so he's sitting out the season opener here tonight, and obviously he'll sit out the ball games this weekend as well. There's a ball that's going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Coming on is going to be Merrill, and then going out is going to be the catcher, and he cannot make the play. That's Bricks Asher. Merrill looked like he had a beat on the ball there, and then Bricks Asher came out. The catcher right on the foul line. He comes out and tries to make the grab on the ball and drops it. The ball falls in fair territory. So Frueling gets aboard here and an error on Hastings. And they got a base runner now at first base. Hunter King comes up there next. Usually the first baseman would grab that one. It's a tough play for the catcher to move down the line to try to grab that ball with all the gear and everything else. Usually the first baseman would grab that, but Bricks Asher calls him off. There's a ball that's going to be hit to the right side that's going to get through there for a base hit. Conquerel out in right field grabs that one. So a base hit there by Hunter King. And now Kearney's got something going here in this third inning of play. They got a man on at first base and a man on at second base as Frueling is on at second. Hunter King is down there at first base now. That's going to be the second base hit of the ball game for Kearney Runza. Jamison Ortley now comes to the plate. He's the catcher. He grounded out to the second baseman his first time up there. So Ortley now trying to give his team a little spark here with the Kearney Runza trailing by a score of 1-0. There's a ground ball again. Kern at second goes to second base for one, and that's all he gets. They cannot turn the double play. Moving down to third base on the play is going to be Dylan Frueling. Hunter King is retired at second base. And on at first base on the fielder's choice there is going to be Jamison Ortley. So now Kearney Runza has got runners on at the corners at first and third. There's now two men out here in the inning, and that's going to bring up Braden Eckout next. He had a single his last time up there. So Eckout with a chance to do some damage here in the third, trying to tie this ball game up. Hastings out on top by a score of 1-0. Alex Panganiban out there. There's a high fly ball toward right. Cockrell goes over toward the line. Cockrell comes over to the line, and he grabs the ball for the third out of the inning. So Kearney runs a threat here in the third, but they cannot score as Cockrell on the run right at the foul line in the right field side over there, makes the play on the ball, and that is all she wrote here for Connie Runza here in this third inning of play. They score no runs here in the third on one base hit, one error on Hastings, and two men left on base. But you go to the bottom of the third inning with a score, Hastings 1, Connie Runza nothing.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. It's Hastings and Connie Runza in the season opener. Hastings has a lead by a score of 1-0. And Hastings 5 points will send the top of the order up here in the bottom half of the third. They've gone to Jamison Cockrell, also Braden Valentine, Ryan Kern coming up there. If one of these guys gets aboard, we'll see Alex Panganiban stepping to the plate. So Hastings scored in the first inning, a couple of base hits, an error on Kearney. Hastings 5 points out of base runner in the second inning of play, but could not score as Peyton Pocock records a couple of strikeouts. He's went the first two innings here for Kearney Runza and recorded 3 strikeouts and 1 walk so far. Hastings with a couple of base hits in this contest so far. So Jamison Cockrell comes to the plate to lead off this third. Russ Kendig's Hastings 5 points bank squad, and here's a swing and a miss. Nothing and one to Cockrell. He had a single back there and scored a run back there in the first inning of play for Hastings. Cockrell's behind in the count at no balls and 1 strike. We're in the bottom half of the third. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. There's now 1 ball and 1 strike. If you're just joining us, Jamison Ortley is behind the plate for Connie Runza tonight. Ty Roseberry is over there at first base. Phil Vornhagen is over there at second. Braden Eckout is at shortstop, and Chris Langen is at third base. Frueling out in left field. King is out in center, and Smalley is out in right field tonight. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be dug out of the dirt there by Ortley. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike now on Jamison Cockrell. 275 was his batting average a season ago as he played up on Hastings 5 points bank a season ago. There's the next pitch to him. It's going to be inside for another ball. And the count is now at 3 balls and 1 strike. So 3-1 the count here to Jamison Cockrell. He's playing out in right field tonight for Hastings defensively. Pocock looks in for the sign from his catcher, Ortley. Next pitch is going to be on the way. It's going to be down low. Ball gets away, but it's going to be a base on balls given up there. The second walk of the ball game given up there by Peyton Pocock. So he heads down to first base. Cockrell is aboard here. Second time tonight he's been on the base pads. And now Braden Valentine comes up there next for Hastings. Valentine, he had a single as well back there in the first inning of play. A single to right field. Cockrell now inches away from the bag down there at first base. Roseberry will hold him on defensively. Pocock looks that way, delivers one to the plate. That ball's going to be swung on, and it's going to be fouled on the first base side out of play. No balls and 1 strike.
Thank you.
Cockrell, a season ago, stealing bases, did not record one. So Cockrell is on the bag right now for Hastings 5 points. Russ Kindig flashing the signs down there in the third base coaching box with Ben Reimer, the assistant coach over here on the first base side. Here comes the next pitch, way outside on the fastball. And the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. Braden Valentine up there. He played for Johnson Imperial Homes a season ago. His batting average at 372 last year. And he recorded a hit in his first at-bat on the seniors level back there in the first inning. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be hit toward right field. Giving chase is going to be Smalley. It's going to be in foul territory, and he can't get there. Jared Smalley giving chase there, but could not get there in foul territory. So a long strike on Braden Valentine. Valentine is now behind in the count of 1-2. Cockrell has to go back to first base on the play. Ryan Kern is the guy who is on deck here for Hastings 5 Points Bank with Alex Panganiban in the hole here. Again, taking his lead down there is going to be Cockrell at first base. Pocock working from the stretch. He's at his belt. And now the pitch to the plate swung out and missed. And Valentine strikes out in the ball game. Down he goes. That's going to be strikeout number 4 in the contest now for Peyton Pocock. Ryan Kern comes up there next. So Valentine strikes out. 4 strikeouts in the first 2 and a third innings now. There's a ball hit toward third. Langenkamp backhanded there at third base, and everybody's going to be safe. That was right on the line down there at third. Langen tries to backhand it to come up with a nice play down there, but couldn't do it. And aboard there is going to be Ryan Kern. Now Hastings has got runners on at first and second base on the play.
Number 7, Alex Panganiban.
That's going to be an error chalked up on the... No, they're going to give him a base hit. Why not? It's the season opener, huh? It's the season opener. Give him a base hit. Runners are on at first and second base. Ryan Kern is on at first. Cockrell is on at second base. This is going to be Alex Panganiban coming to the plate next. Pango's the pitcher tonight. He hit 264 for Hastings 5 Points Bank a season ago. Panganiban had 3 doubles. He had a triple. No home runs. He drove home 15 runs. Panganiban walked 21 times and struck out 19 times a season ago. So Hastings again threatening here in the third inning with runners on at first and second base. Peyton Pocock from the stretch. There's a pitch to the plate swung out and missed. Panganiban now looking at a count of 1-1. Brooks and Asher will be next. Out of the batter's box as Pang goes. He takes a look at Coach Russ Kindig down there in the third base box. Runners taking the leads at first and second base. Pocock from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just outside for a ball. It's now going to be 2-1. Nebraska plays in the Big Ten tournament tomorrow. 1:05 will be the first pitch at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. We'll have the game here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 1230 tomorrow from Omaha. Huskers can win that ball game. They'll play again the following day on Thursday at 5 o'clock. Next pitch is going to be line foul on the first base side. And the count now is at 2-2 to Alex Panganiban. Pango on the pitcher's mound here tonight for Hastings. Through quite a few innings a year ago, through 41 and a third last year for head coach Steve Illingworth. 2-2 here. Alex Panganiban as he bats in the bottom half of the third inning here tonight. Runners are on at first and second base for Hastings. Hastings out on top by a score of 1-0. There's a breaking pitch that just misses down low. And the count now is at 3-2. So the count is full on Alex Panganiban. Brooks Asher anxiously waiting here in the on-deck circle for Hastings 5 Points. Peyton Pocock again looking at the runners at first and second base. Pocock offers one to the plate. Swung on and missed. Foul tap here at the plate. So just getting a little piece of that one was Panganiban. So he remains in there at 3-2. American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We'll have many of the Hastings 5 Points Bank baseball games for you throughout this season. Here on 1230 KHIS. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on ball is given up there by Peyton Pocock, and now Hastings has the bases loaded here in the third inning of play. Cockrell heads down to third base on the play. Ryan Kern is on at second base. Alex Panganiban is now on at first base, and here comes Brooks Asher to the plate next. That's going to be the third walk of the ball game given up here by Peyton Pocock. And now the pitching coach for Connie Runza is coming onto the mound here to have a little discussion with his starter, Peyton Pocock. He's going to stay in the ball game here.
courtesy runner for Paganini will be number 4, John Blazer.
Now we got any courtesy runner down there for Paganini, the pitcher. John Blazer comes in there to run at first base. So John Blazer now running for Paganini at first. Ryan Kern is on at second base. Jameson Cockrell is on at third base. Brooks Asher comes to the plate next. So a big position here for Asher. And he carried a pretty hefty batting average a season ago on the junior circuit. 414 was his average last year. Chance to be an early hero here tonight with the bases jammed. First pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the counts. Hastings out on top by a score of 1-0. Donnie runs it. Boy, year in and year out. This is the team that can really cause some damage in the area tournament. They've won several state championships in Class A. Hastings starting the season with them here tonight. There's the next pitch. Can be fouled back to the screen. And Asher now looking at a count of 1-1. Outfield pretty much playing him straight away here with Frueling out in left field. Hunter King out in center and Jared Smalley out in right field tonight. Looks like the winds have died down a little bit from when we started the ball game. They're out of the east-northeast at 15 miles per hour. There's a big swing and a miss. And Asher now looking at count of 1-2. Brooks goes out for a high fastball there and comes up with nothing. So he falls behind in the count of 1-2. Zach Merrill is due up there next. Hastings has got one man out here in this inning. And there's a called third strike, and he strikes out. Right on the outside corner, Asher goes down. That's going to be strikeout number 5 in the ball game now for Peyton Pocock.
14, Zach Merrill.
Zach Merrill comes up there next for Hastings. He had a base on balls to begin the second inning of play. So a golden opportunity here for Hastings, 5 points bank to add to their run total. They've got a 1-0 lead over Carney Runza. As we play here in the bottom half of the third, Hastings with the bases loaded here in the inning. Here comes the pitch to Zach Merrill. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0. Jim Merrill, one of the guys moving up from Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes a season ago. 436 with his batting average last year. Merrill takes a couple of practice swings, waiting on the pitch here from Peyton Pocock. Here it comes. It's going to be up high, up around the shoulders, and it misses. And the count is now at 2-0. Brady Staten would be next, and then Sam Reimer. Merrill is a number 6 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings 5 points bank. And taking a couple of practice swings. 2-0. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside, and it just nicks the outside corner for a strike. 2-1 the count here to Zach Merrill. Blazer is down there at first base running for the pitcher, Alex Panganiban. Down there at second base is Ryan Kern. Jameson Cockrell is over there at third base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside and down low. Nice backhanded stab there by the catcher, Jameson Ortley. And now the count is at 3-1. There's no place to put Zach Merrill right now with the bases juiced up here in this bottom half of the third inning. So Pocock is going to deliver one here. Here it comes. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. A base on balls delivered up there, and it's going to be an RBI as they drive home Jameson Cockrell from third base on the play. That makes it a 2-0 ball game in favor of Hastings 5 points bank. Ryan Kern moves over to third base on the play. Blazer is on at second base. Zach Merrill is on at first base as he walks for the second time here tonight. That's going to be the 6th walk of the ball game given up now by Peyton Pocock. And here comes Brady Staten into the plate next. He takes a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. He laid down a sacrifice back there in inning number 1. That's the 4th walk of the ball game given up by Peyton Pocock. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside and high for another ball. And the count now is at 1-1. So gaze down into the bullpen here for Connie runs it. Nobody up and throwing right now for Connie here in this ball game. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. And the count goes to 2-1. Sam Reimer would be next for Hastings. Hastings 5 points bank has got the lead over Connie runs it. The score is now 2-0. Brady Staton is ahead of the count here at 2-1. There's two men out here in the inning. And now he backs out of the batter's box and calls a timeout. Takes a couple of practice swings as he gazes down to the head man down there in the third base coaching box. Pocock is waiting on the mound. He comes set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. So now the count is even up at 2-2 to Brady Staton. Hastings with the bases loaded, one man in here in this third inning of play. Hastings with the lead over Kearney runs it tonight by a score of 2-0. Pocock again gets his sign from his catcher, Jamison Ortley. Here comes a 2-2 pitch, a breaking pitch, and a called third strike in the inside corner, and he strikes him out. Hastings leads the bases loaded here in the third inning of play as Staton, Brooks Asher, and Braden Valentine all strike out here in the third. But Hastings comes up with a run here in the third. They score one run on one base hit. And Hastings has got the lead after three innings. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 5 points bank, 2. Kearney runs at nothing.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Last check, Omaha Westside was leading Grand Island by a score of 6-3 in the second inning of play. That in the high school baseball championships going on down at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. Grand Island picking up a couple of wins to start out the tournament, but they're trailing Thompson at Omaha Westside in the second inning of play. Hastings 5 points back with a lead here over Kearney Runza. American Legion baseball action here tonight. As Kearney bats in the fourth inning of play, this one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Ty Roseberry will get things started here for Kearney Runza in the fourth. There's a ground ball towards short. Sam Reimer scoops it up. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So Roseberry goes down into play from a shortstop to first. And now Phil Vornhagen will come to the plate next. He is the second baseman. He fouled out his first time up there. So Vornhagen comes to the plate for the second time here tonight. Alex Pagan-Eben stays out there for Hastings 5 points. We expected to maybe just see him through three innings or so, according to the coach, but Alex is going to go an extra inning or two here. There's a pitch that's going to be right over the head of Phil Vornhagen. One ball and no strikes. Chris Langen will be next, and then Peyton Pocock. As Connie runs a bats here in the fourth inning of play, next pitch by Pango is going to be swung on. And he'll be fouled back here over the screen, out of play. The count goes to 1-2. Hastings will play at Pleasantdale on Friday night. Some of the schedules might have that game as a home game on Friday, but it has been switched. They'll play at Pleasantdale on the Friday night, and then Pleasantdale will come to Hastings later on in the season. Next pitch is going to be bunted out there in front of the plate, grabbed there by Asher. He goes down to first base. That's going to be just in time. So Vornhagen tries to bunt his way on. Nice play by Asher behind the play as he rockets that one down to the first baseman, Merrill, to record the outs. And now Chris Langen comes up there next. He's the third baseman. So Hastings will play at Pleasantdale on Friday night, come home on Saturday and play Beatrice and Ralston in a couple of home ball games here at 11 and 4 o'clock on Saturday. They'll play Gretna on Sunday at 2 and at 4:30. They've got to Columbus in a twin bill next Tuesday here at the Smith Complex at 5:30 and 8 o'clock. Lincoln Pinnacle Bank, a team from Lincoln Southwest, will be in here next Wednesday. So it's going to be busy for Hastings 5 points bank here in the first week or so of the season. So Chris Langen now comes to the plate for Connie Runza. There was a little bit of discussion on whether or not Vaughn Higgins' butt was fouled or not, but they're going to keep it on the board. He's going to be retired in the play from catcher the first. Langen comes up there next. He grounded out his first time up there. He bops this one. Going to be in foul territory on the right field side. 0-1 the count to Chris Langen. Hastings 5 points back. American Legion Baseball tonight from 1230 KHIS. Brought to you in part by Hastings 5 points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 points Bank is the better bank. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. It's going to be hit to left field. That's going to get in there for a base hit. Valentine will pick it up on the hop. So Chris Langen gets a base hit to left field. That's going to be the third base hit of the ball game for Connie Runza here in the contest. Peyton Pocock comes up there next. He's the pitcher. Blew out to center field his first time up there. Jared Smalley, the right fielder, will be up there next. Now Carney has got a base runner on at first base. There's two men out here in the top half of the fourth inning. Pocock waits on the pitch from Alex Panganiban. A breaking pitch is going to miss down low. And the count is at 1 ball and no strikes. So Peyton Pocock, he's a right-handed hitter here. Signs being flashed down there in the third base coaching box. Panganiban working from the stretch. Runner stays put at first base. There's the ball hit to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Cockrell picks it up on a couple of hops around the bag at second, putting on his brakes and then sliding back in there. He's going to be safe. Peyton Pocock delivers up a single. Langen makes a big turn at second base and then had to put on the brakes and go back. He slid back in there as a throw came in. Everybody's going to be safe, so back-to-back singles now by Chris Langen and Peyton Pocock. And Garney Runza again has got something going here in the fourth inning of play. They got runners on at first and second base. There's two men out. Jared Smalley coming up there next. Jared Smalley flew out to the second baseman his first time up there to begin the third inning of play. Now the ball gets away from Asher, the catcher. The throw down to third base is not in time. The ball just to the left side of the plate here. Asher goes out to chase it down, and he fires it down to Brady Staten at third base, but everybody's going to be safe. Runners are on now at second and third base. So pass ball there on the Brooks Asher. And Jared Smalley now has a count at the plate here of 1 ball and no strikes. Dylan Frueling would be next. This is the bottom of the order for Connie Runza. There's a slow tamper out to Reimer at short. He charges, bobbles the ball, and bobbles the ball again, and everybody's going to be safe. Jared Smalley is going to get aboard there on the error on the shortstop, Sam Reimer. A run comes in to score as Langen comes home and taps the plate for the first time this season for Connie Runza. It's now a 2-1 ball game. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Pocock. Smalley is now aboard at first base, and here comes Russ Kindig out of the Hastings dugout, and this is probably going to be all she wrote here for Alex Panganiban. He was expected to go just about to three innings tonight for Hastings, and we'll see if Pango is going to stay out there to face another batter as we're in the fourth inning of play now, and Russ is going to leave him in there for the time being. So Panganiban will stay out there. It's a 2-1 ball game now in favor of Hastings Runza. Runners are on at first and third base now as Dylan Frueling comes to the plate next. He's the left fielder. He reached on an error the first time up there. So it's now a 2-1 ball game. Hastings Runza has got the lead. Hastings scoring a run in the first and one in the third inning of play. Carney is a threat throughout the contest here tonight. Now they finally get a run on the board here. As Chris Langen comes in to score, the first run of the ball game for Carney Runza. 2-1 is the score. As Dylan Frueling goes down and talks with his head coach down there in the third base coaching box. Comes back to the plate now, and he'll dig in here from the right-hand side. Alex Panganiban stays out there with runners on at first and third. He'll get a sign from Brooks Asher. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes here to Dylan Frueling. He's the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Hastings 5 points Bank. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away in the outfield defensively with Valentine, Dreher, and also Cockrell. Taking his lead is Smalley down there at first base. Not much of a lead across the diamond by Pocock at third. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. It's now 2 balls and no strikes. Now all of a sudden, Hastings is going to have some work down there in the bullpen on the left field side as Alex Panganiban is working into a jam for the first time here tonight. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a breaking pitch that's hitting the outside corner for a strike. Two balls and one strike down to Dylan Frueling. Hunter King is due up there next for Cardi Runza. Runners are out at first and third base here in the fourth inning of play. Runners taking their leads. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be just outside for a ball. And it is now three balls and one strike. So you really don't want to load the bases here for Hunter King. He was dangerous a season ago on the juniors level for County Post 52. Did a lot of damage against Hastings in their ball games last year. Here comes the next pitch to Frueling. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. So now the count is full at three balls and two strikes. Runners on at first and third base. If Pango can get out of the inning, it'll be a blessing in disguise here. So Kearney is trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-1, but they're threatening here with a runner on at third base. That's Pocock, and a runner over there at first base. That's Jared Smalley. American Legion baseball coverage on 1230 KHAS tonight, the 2014 season opener for both of these teams. Rolling again, backs out of the batter's box. Now he's ready to go as he digs in from the right-hand side. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. Runner was going on the pitch there, but it didn't make any difference. Smalley hits down to the bag at second. Frueling is now aboard at first base with a walk. And now Kearney runs. He's got Hunter King coming to the plate with the bases jammed. That's only the first walk of the ball game given up by Alex Panganiban here tonight. Panganiban has struck out one. Now he's walked one. He's given up four base hits and one run so far as Hunter King comes to the plate for the third time here tonight. He struck out once, and he has singled once. He will take a strike here, nothing and one, to Hunter King. He's out in center field tonight for Kearney Runza defensively. He bounces here from the left-hand side. Panganiban, a right-handed thrower. Here comes the next pitch. It's tapped. Could be trouble. Picked up there by Panganiban. His quick throw to first base down in time. It was off of the bag, and a run comes in to score. So Hunter King delivers up a infield single. That was a tough play by Panganiban coming off of the pitcher's mound. He fields it between the mound and third base, and then he was off balance and trying to make the throw over to Zach Merrill at first. That was not in time. That's going to be an infield single that drives home a run. Pocock comes in to tap the plate. It's 2-2 ball game now between Hastings and Kearney Runza. Moving over to third base on the play is Smalley. Moving over to second is going to be Frueling. So two runs in for Kearney here in the fourth. Over there at first base is going to be Hunter King. Now the ball is going to be behind the plate here as Brix Asher comes back and slides down to retrieve it. Runners stay put. Runner at third base glaring in there. That was Smalley, but he decides to stay put at third. There's two men out for Kearney Runza here in the fourth inning of play. This is the seventh guy to come to the plate now for Kearney here in this inning. There's a foul tap back to the screen. And the count goes to one ball and one strike now to Jamison Orley. Reached on a fielder's choice his last time up there and also grounded out in the ball game. First contest tonight was won by Kearney Post 52. They score six runs in the seventh inning to beat Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes 11-9. High chopper grabbed there by the pitcher as he goes over to first base just in time. That was awfully close over there at first base. High chopper went directly in the air, and Alex Panganiban grabs it at the pitcher's mound, and he gets it over to Merrill to record the out. So Kearney is out of this fourth inning of play, but they come back to tie the score. We enter the bottom of the fourth inning now with a score. Kearney runs at 2, Hastings 2.
Get your vehicle ready for summer travel at the Memorial Day Tire Sale on now at Graham Tire. All tires are on sale. Plus, get up to $80 mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear or Dunlop tires. That doubles to $160 when you use your Goodyear credit card. Also, get up to $80 mail-in rebate on select Hankook tires. Stop in and register to win a new gas grill. All tires are on sale now at the Memorial Day Tire Sale. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
So we have a new pitcher coming out now for Carney Runza. It's going to be Chris Langan. He's going to come on from a third base to throw here for Hastings for Carney Runza as we move to the bottom half of the fourth inning. So Langan is now on the mound here for Carney Runza. And moving over to third base on the play is going to be Pocock. So they just exchange spots there. So Chris Langan now on the mound as Hastings comes to bat after giving away the lead here. Now a 2-2 ball game. So Hastings coming to the plate here in inning number 4. Going to have the 8-9-1 coming up here. Sam Reimer, Brock Dreher, and also Jameson Cockrell. So Hastings scoring a run in the first inning and one in the third. Carney comes back with two runs in the fourth inning, the top half of this inning, as they send eight guys to the plate. Two runs and three base hits. Hastings coming in error in the top half of this inning. Carney leaving 3 men on the base pad, so it could have been a whole lot worse. So it's a 2-2 ball game as Hastings bats now in the fourth inning. Sam Reimer comes up there to lead things off. First pitch is going to be inside. The second one is right across the center portion of the plate for a strike. One ball and one strike now to Sam Reimer. Shortstop for Hastings. Struck out his first time up there. So now Chris Langan throwing for Carney Runza, right-handed thrower. Here comes the next pitch from Chris. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. One ball and two strikes. Reimer played on JIH a year ago, hit .315 down on the juniors level. Now playing here on the seniors level in 2014. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now two balls and two strikes to Sam Reimer. Brock Dreher, then Jameson Cockrell. Hastings tries to get those runs back here in the fourth inning. Next pitch on the way. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. The count remains at two balls and two strikes here to Sam Reimer. Hastings again in their red homestanding uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered to the white with a red stripe down the side of their pants. Connie's in their gray and blue uniforms here tonight. Next pitch in there for a strike on the inside corner, and he strikes him out. First strike out of the ball game for Chris Langan. Reimer was backing away from that one, but he gets hit and rung up here with a strikeout. So Chris Langan comes with some off-speed stuff and catches Sam Reimer looking here in the fourth inning. That will bring up Brock Dreher next. Dreher struck out his first time up there, and now he's hit by a pitch. First pitch came in there from Chris Langan and Beans, Brock Dreher. So he heads down to first base. You really don't want to do that with a number 9 hitter up there. But Chris Langan hits the number 9 hitter, and Dreher heads down to the bag at first. Jameson Cockrell comes up there next for Hastings. He's got a single and a base on balls, and he has scored two runs tonight for Hastings, 5 points. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the fourth inning in a 2-2 ball game. There's a throw over to first base. It gets away from the first baseman, Roseberry, but staying put. Over there at the bag at first, it's going to be Dreher. Cockrell played on Hastings 5 points a year ago. .275 was his batting average. He has scored both of the runs so far tonight for Hastings 5 points. Langan now working from the stretch. Pitch to the plate is going to be up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes on Jameson Cockrell. Braden Valentine will be next, and Ryan Kern will follow him. Top of the order up there now for Hastings. There's one man out here in this fourth inning. Chris Langan working in for the sign from his catcher, Jameson Ortley. Comes to the set. Now appears the ball is going to be popped up and stay in the infield. Grabbing for it is going to be the second baseman, Vornhagen, and he grounds out on the edge of the outfield grass. So Cockrell is retired first time tonight as he flies out to the second baseman, Phil Vornhagen. That's going to bring up Braden Valentine next. For Hastings, 5 points back. Valentine with a single, and he has struck out once here in the ball game, so he is 1-for-2. His batting average on the junior circuit last year, .372. As Valentine comes to the plate for the third time here tonight, there goes the runner at first. The throw down there at the bag at second is not going to be in time. Sliding in there, safety is going to be Brock Dreher. So he gets the first stolen base of the season here for Hastings, 5 points back. The throw by Ortley was a little bit low, got away from the trio of the shortstop Eckhout and Vornhagen down there at the bag at second. So Hastings has worked a man in the scoring position now for Valentine, who's up there. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be swung out and missed. And they count 1-1 now to Braden Valentine. Hastings has left 5 base runners so far here in this ball game, including 3 in the third inning. They've got a man on again in scoring position at second base. Next pitch swung on and missed. Lang has already struck out one guy here in the fourth inning. That was Reimer. Now he's ahead of the count here on Valentine at 1-2. So Pocock for Kearney goes the first 3 innings tonight, records 6 strikeouts and 4 walks. Gave up the 2 runs. Pocock now playing over there at third base. Next pitch outside for a ball. Has now 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count here to Braden Valentine, who backs out of the batter's box. Takes a look at Coach Kindig down there in the third base box, taking a lead down there at second. And it's going to be Brock Dreher. Chris Langen looking for the sign. He's got it. It's the pitch on the way. It's going to be tapped out there. Slow roller. Eckhout at short grabs it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Nice play by Eckhout at shortstop. Quickly releases the ball to the first baseman, Roseberry. And they catch Braden Valentine by a half a step down there at the bag. So Valentine is retired in the play from short to first. Hastings comes up empty here in the fourth inning of play. No runs on no hits. No errors, one man left on base. We go to the fifth inning of play with a score. Kearney runs a 2, Hastings 2.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Omaha Westside has beaten Grand Island tonight in the state baseball tournament 9-4. So the Islanders will now drop to the loser's bracket ball game. That was in the winner's bracket final tonight. Tom Cedar, Omaha Westside beating Grand Island by a score of 9-4. Mason Spilnick is going to come out and throw now for Hastings. So Pango goes the first couple of innings, and now Mason Spilnick comes out there for Hastings, 5 points back. He'll be the pitcher. Spilnick was a pitcher last year for Hastings, 5 points back. He was 4-3.
Now playing third base, number 7, Alex Panganiban.
Spilnick was 57 2/3 innings.
Is number 11, Brady State.
60 base hits, 36 runs. 23 of those earned, 16 base on balls, 38 strikeouts. ERA was at 2.79. So Mason Spilnick is now on the mound for Hastings. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Alex Panganiban. And Brady Staten went someplace. Well, check that out. Coming up to the plate now for Kearney Runza as they bat here in the fifth inning. It's going to be Eckhout, the shortstop, Roseberry, the first baseman, and also Vornhagen, the second baseman. here for Kearney in this fifth inning. It's a 2-2 ball game. Hastings and Kearney here tonight, a 2014 season opener. So Mason Spilnick now out there for Hastings, 5 points back, as he'll get his first action of the season here tonight. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Spilnick, again, is one of the guys, the workhorses from a year ago at 57 2/3 innings that he threw 1 year ago. So he comes up there now here in the fifth inning in a 2-2 ball game. Eckhout is up there for Kearney Runza. Here's the wind of the pitch by Spilnick. It's on the way. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. That's now 1-1 on Eckhout. He had a single back there in the first inning of play, and he flew out to right field in inning number 3. So he's 1-2 so far tonight. Spilnick's next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. The count now at 1-2. American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. The count here at the plate, 1-2 now to Eckhout. Here's the pitch by Spilnick. Tap right side, picked up by Ryan Kern, and he bobbles the ball at second base. And safely in there at first is going to be Eckhout. That's going to be an error chalked up there in the second baseman for Hastings, Ryan Kern. That's going to be the third error of the ball game now for Hastings, 5 points back. And Kearney has got a runner on now at the bag at first. Ty Roseberry comes up there next. He's the first baseman. Roseberry is 0-2 so far tonight. He flew out to left field in inning number 1, and he grounded out to the shortstop in inning number 2. So he's stumped to the plate now here in the fifth with a man out at first base. Eckhout will take his lead down there. Zach Merrill will hold him on defensively, the first baseman for Hastings. Spilnick comes set. Here's the pitch to the plate. Breaking pitch that stays down low for a ball. 1-0 now to Ty Roseberry. He'll be followed up by Phil Vornhagen and also Chris Langen. Langen is now the pitcher for Kearney Runza after Peyton Pocock goes the first 4 innings. Spilnick again looking at his runner at first base. There's the pitch. It's off speed. Stuff that stays inside. A quick throw down to first base. Not in time. Just getting back in there was Eckhout. Good quick throw there by Brooks Asher out of the bag at first, but unable to catch Eckhout off of the bag far enough. The count of the play is at 1-1 now to Ty Roseberry. Kearney is batting in the top half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at the Smith Complex. Another throw over the first base. That was high. Merrill leaves his feet to grab that one, but diving back in there is going to be Braden Eckhout. Takes his lead again. Here's the pitch to the plate. That's going to be fouled away. First base side. And the count now on Roseberry will go to 1-2. Nobody out here in the fifth inning. Hastings 2. Kearney Runza 2. 2014 season opener for both teams here tonight. This will be the first of several meetings between the two teams here this year. Obviously, these two teams also involved in the same area again for 2014. Next pitch is going to be down low. Asher has problems locating the ball, and he picks it up at right beside the plate here and rockets it back to the pitcher, Mason Spilnick. The count, 2-2 on Ty Roseberry for Kearney Runza. Vornhagen is anxiously waiting here in the on-deck circle. Eckhout is taking his lead down there at first base. He'll stay put. Next pitch to the plate outside for a ball. That's now 2-2 on Ty Roseberry. Paganiban is now at third base for Hastings. He went the first 4 innings on the mound. Hastings 5 points back and gave up a couple of runs. His last inning out there in the fourth, there goes a runner at first base, and there's going to be a base on balls given up here. Roseberry will get a base on balls as he heads down to the bag at first. Runner was going on the pitch anyway. Eckhout slides in safely at second base. So now Mason Spilnick comes on for Paganiban. He gives up an error and now a base on balls. Hastings runs it, or rather, Hastings 5 points back now is looking at They're out position with runners on at first and second base. Phil Vornhagen now comes to the plate for Carney Runza. He is 0 for 2 so far tonight. He fouled out to the first baseman and then left one out in front of the plate that was fielded by Asher, the catcher. So he's 0 for 2, but now runners on at first and second base. Now the pitch comes back to the screen and advancing one. The base runner is now at third and second base. So a wild pitch thrown there by Mason Spilnick. So he's a little shaky. He'll be off of the bench here for Panganiban in the fifth inning. Vornhagen looking at a count of one ball and no strikes. That was nowhere close to Brooks Asher, the catcher. So Connie's now got runners on in scoring position at second and third base. They scored two runs the last time they were up there in the fourth inning. Two runs on three base hits. Hastings committed an error. Now Hastings will pull the infield in as the pitch is going to be up there around the eye level. It's going to be inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes now on Phil Vornhagen. Chris Langen is due up there next for Carney Runza. Carney threatening to take the lead for the first time here in this ball game with runners on at second and third base. Spilnick's next pitch. It's going to be hit towards center. Coming on is going to be Dreher. He's not going to get to it. It didn't carry very far at all. It just falls out there in the edge of the outfield grass. It's going to be a base hit, and Vornhagen gets aboard with a single. He drives home a run as Eckhout comes in from third base to score. Looked like it was in carry a little bit more than it really did, and it falls just behind the bag at second base in shallow center field. Roseberry heads down to third base in the play. Eckhout scores. Vornhagen is on at first base with an RBI single, and Carney's got their first lead of the ball game now by a score of 3-2. As Chris Langen comes to the plate next, he lays down a bunt. Left side of the diamond fielded there by Spilnick. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. That will catch Langen. Now the runners are on at second and third base. So Langen lays down a sacrifice bunt there. It works. Runners are on at second and third base.
Number 17.
Now there's one man out here in the inning, and that's going to bring up Peyton Pocock next. He started on the pitcher's mound tonight, now over at third base. Pocock, so far tonight, he is 1 for 2 with a single. Bounds away this pitch, out of play. 0-1 to Peyton Pocock. Pocock, he flew out to center field back there in the second inning of play. He had a single in the fourth and came around to score one of those two runs that Carney posted on the board in that inning. Spilnick again, full windup, next pitch, in there for a strike on the inside corner. There's now nothing in two to Pocock. Hastings playing with the infield in, especially at the corners. They've got Panganiban playing in on the edge of the infield grass, as is the shortstop Reimer. First baseman as well, Merrill over here on the edge of the infield grass over here at first. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and he strikes him out. Big strike out there on Peyton Pocock. Nice pitch by Mason Spilnick. First strike out of the ball game for Mason. Now there's two men out, so Hastings can pull the infield back again. That's going to bring up Jared Smalley next. Smalley is the right fielder. He flew out to second base back there in the third. Reached on an error in the fourth, so he's officially 0 for 2 here in the ball game. Here's the pitch by Spilnick. That's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Carney has scored one run here in the fifth inning of play. They've not got the lead over Hastings by the score of 3-2. First time tonight, Carney has held the lead. As Hastings jumped out to a 2-0 lead before Carney came back to score two runs in the fourth. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. That ball is going to be drilled. Left center field gets down for a base hit. One run scores. Here comes the second one to the plate. That's a big base hit right there. Jared Smalley, your number 8 hitter in the batting order, singles to drive home two runs. Roseberry comes in from third base to score for Carney. Coming around from second base to score is going to be Vornhagen. Now Carney has got a 5-2 lead here over Hastings as Mason Spilnick is getting up three runs here in the fifth inning. Dylan Frueling comes to the plate next. He is the left fielder. He has reached on a base on balls, and he's also reached on an error so far. So he's officially 0 for 1 in the ball game, but he's been on base two times tonight. Takes a whack at that one, and a swing and a foul tap here in front of the plate. No balls and one strike to Dylan Frueling. So Hastings now trailing in the ball game by a score of 5 the two. Frueling backs out of the batter's box, now re-enters. The base runner down there is going to be Smalley down there at first base. Zach Merrill will hold him on defensively. Spilnick working from the stretch. There's another ball hit towards center field. Brock Dreher cannot make the catch out there. It falls between Dreher and Cockrell. Around the bag at second, on his way to third, in there safely, and another single. Dylan Frueling singles between the center fielder Brock Dreher and Jameson Cockrell, the right fielder. Now Carney Runza has got runners on at first and third base here in the fifth inning. And that's going to bring up Hunter King next. So Hunter King comes up there. He had an RBI single his last time up there in the fourth inning. He had a single in the third, and he struck out in the first. So Hunter King is 2-for-3 here tonight in the ballgame for Carney Runza. This is the eighth man to come to the plate here for Carney in the fifth inning. There's two men out. Here comes the pitch by Mason Spilnick that's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Nothing at one to the left-handed hitting Hunter King here in the fifth. Hastings 5 points back has not scored since they put a run on the board in the third. For the top half of the fifth inning now, here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on. That's going to be fouled on the third base side. Out of play. And the count down, no balls and two strikes to Hunter King. And the temperature is in the upper 70s to start off the ball game here tonight with just a light breeze. Cooled down just a little bit, but a gorgeous night for American Legion baseball as the 2014 season gets underway here tonight at the Smith Complex. Hastings playing several games here to start this season at home at the Smith Complex before the renovations are completed over at Duncan Field. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. Count remains at no balls and two strikes. They were hoping to get into Duncan Field on this date, May the 20th, but they're going to be pushed back a little bit. I've heard June 1st being mentioned here tonight, possibly getting into Duncan by then. Maybe a week or so later than that as they're going to be finishing up some work here in the next week or so. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now from Spilnick. That's going to be way outside for a ball. There's now one ball and two strikes, trying to get Hunter King to go chasing after a low outside pitch there. Nothing doing here. One ball and two strikes. Carney Runza has got 3 runs in here in the fifth inning of play. Runners are on at the corners at first and third. Here comes the pitch. The runner goes at first base. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Cockrell comes on and going out is the second baseman, Kern. And Kern, did he hang on to it out there? Yes, he did. Ryan Kern and the Cockrell were on a collision course out there in shallow right field, but Kern hangs on to the ball, and that ends the inning here. Nice play by Ryan Kern, the second baseman. So Carney is out of this fifth inning of play, but Carney comes up with 3 runs. They've got the lead now over Hastings, 5 points back. After 4.5 innings, it's Carney leading Hastings by a score of 5-2.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with American Legion Baseball coverage here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Carney Runza to begin the 2014 season. Hastings coming to bat now in the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Alex Panganiban officially goes 4 innings for Hastings tonight. Gives up 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, and a strikeout. Mason Spilnick then threw the top half of this inning and gave up 3 runs. And now Carney Runza has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 5-2. Ryan Kern, the second baseman, coming up there first for Hastings. And we'll see Panganiban and Brooks Asher still on the mound here for Connie Runza is going to be Chris Langan. He came on in the last inning for the starter in Peyton Pocock. So it's going to be Ryan Kern to start things off for Hastings here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. He takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes here to Ryan Kern. And a kid that played here on Hastings 5 points back a season ago. We saw him last year. 182 was his batting average a season ago. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Langan strikes out his second one since coming on. Alex Panganiban comes up there next. Pango started on the pitcher's mound. He's now at third base here for Hastings. Alex Panganiban up there. He reached on a base on balls his last time up there, and he grounded out his first time, so he's 0-for-1 officially. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be fouled away, first base side. Nothing at one to Alex Panganiban. And one of the mainstays on this team from a year ago. 264 was his batting average a season ago for Hastings 5 points back. Steps back in there to the right-hand side. Next pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Langan throwing nothing but smoke now. Panganiban cannot get around him on a fastball there. That's now nothing and two, the Pango. One man out for Hastings, 5 points back here in the bottom half of the fifth inning tonight. Chris Langan again works in for the sign for Mortley as catcher. Next pitch on the way, outside for a ball. A little bit low as well. One ball and two strikes on Alex Panganiban. We'll see Brooks Asher coming up there next, and then one of these guys can get aboard. Zach Merrill will come to the plate. Next pitch down low, and it gets away from the catcher, Jamison Orley, back to the screen. The count now with two balls and two strikes. Connie Post 52 scoring six runs in the seventh inning tonight as they beat Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes by the score of 11-9. Hastings had a 7-0 lead after just two innings, but they couldn't hold on. Next pitch can be fouled away. The count remains at two balls and two strikes. Blaine Dreher had two base hits for Hastings. Cole Maurer also had two base hits for Hastings. Noah Huddleston had three base hits for Connie Post 52 in the opener tonight. Next pitch is going to be onside for a ball. Wanting to pull the trigger there was Panganiban, but he keeps it on the shoulder here. The count now at three balls and two strikes. So getting ahead 0-2. Now Pango has come back. Full count, 3-2. There's a fastball there right down Broadway and a strikeout. Well, when you go to 3-2, why not throw your best stuff? And that's a fastball as Chris Langan just whizzes that one right on by Alex Panganiban. So he has struck out three in four batters he has faced so far since coming on. Now Brooks Asher comes up there next. Asher's the catcher for Hastings. He struck out his first time up there, actually his second time up there in the third inning. He grounded out his first time up there, so he's 0-for-2. Asher will take a pitch down low for a ball here, 1-0 the count. So Peyton Pocock, he gets the start tonight for Connie Runza. Langan has come on and is throwing the last 1 2/3 innings. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Pocock went three innings tonight. He had six strikeouts and four walks during his time up there. Gave up two runs. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. And they counted two balls and one strike. So Pocock, three innings pitched, six strikeouts, four walks, and two runs scored. And gave up three base hits during his time out there. As the next pitch is going to be fouled away again on the first base side. The count remains at two balls and two strikes. American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 2014 season opener between Hastings 5 points back and Connie Runza. And right now it's a 5-2 ball game as Hastings is trailing here in the ball game. Langan's next pitch is going to be hit to the right side, and it's going to sneak through there for a base hit. A diving stab by Vornhagen at second base, but he couldn't quite nag it down there as it goes into right field. Jared Smalley picks it up, and Brooks Asher has a base hit here where he sees 5 points back, his first hit of the season. It occurs here in the fifth inning. That's going to bring up Zach Merrill next. So Zach Merrill comes to the plate next for Hastings 5 points Bank. He's walked a couple of times so far in the ball game.
Courtesy runner number 13, Sam Roth.
So Sam Roth is going to be a courtesy runner now for Asher, the catcher, down at first base. There's a ground ball, hit the Vornhagen and at second. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. And the inning is over as Merrill is retired into the play from second to first. So Hastings gets a base hit here in the fifth inning, but they can't do anything with it. No runs on one hit, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score, Kearney 5, Hastings 2.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey,
whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings 5 points Bank trailing here in the ball game. It's 5-2 as we head to the sixth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at the Smith Complex. Again, Hastings playing all their home games here at Smith until further notice, until Duncan Field gets their renovations completed here. Should be in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, and we move into the new digs or the renovated digs at Duncan Field. At the Smith Complex for the first several ball games here for their home schedule. Hastings is trailing Kearney Runza here in this ball game as we head to the top half of the sixth inning. It's going to be Spilnick staying out there for Hastings. He had kind of a rough start here in his relief appearance. Gave up 3 runs in the last inning on 3 base hits. Kearney Runza has now got the lead over Hastings by the score of 5-2. So this is going to be Jameson Ortley who comes up there first for Kearney here in the sixth. He's grounded out once. He's reached on a fielder's choice and he's grounded back to the pitcher. So he's 0-3 so far in the ball game. As Spilnick will face him for the first time. 8 hitters came to the plate for Kearney in the fifth inning. 8 hitters came to the plate for Kearney in the fourth inning. Let's see if Hastings can shut him down here. There's a ground ball toward third, and it's going to be in foul territory. Paganiban charging in the play, but it goes slipping foul down the third base side. So now the count on Jameson Ortley is going to be no balls and 1 strike. Hastings will play at Pleasantdale coming up on Friday night. Some of your schedules might have that as a home game, but they've moved that around. Hastings will play at Pleasantdale on Friday, and then later in the season, Pleasantdale will come to Duncan Field. Hastings will play 2 games on Saturday against Beatrice and Ralston here at the Smith Complex. Game times will be at 11-4 on Saturday. Next pitch is swung on and missed. A strike there. Nothing in 2. Hastings 5 points will play Gretna on Sunday in a doubleheader at 2:30 before they face Columbus in a doubleheader on Tuesday at 5:30 and 8 o'clock. There's the next pitch. It's going to be down low and in the dirt. Count is 1-2. We'll have the Hastings 5 points Bank Columbus doubleheader for you next Tuesday here on 1230 KHIS. 5:15 for the pregame show next week. This weekend, we'll be at the State High School Track and Field Championships in Omaha. We'll have live reports for you on Friday and Saturday. Here's the next pitch by Spilnick. Swung on and a miss and a strikeout there. That's Spilnick's second strikeout since coming on in relief. One man out here in the sixth inning. That's going to bring up Braden Eckout next. He's the shortstop. Eckout so far in the ball game. He has got a single. He's flown out the right field, and he has reached on an error, and he has scored a run. So he is 1-3 here tonight as he will bat here from the right-hand side. Spelnick will go to work on him for the second time tonight. Pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Scooped up there by Brooks Asher, the catcher. Hastings has got Asher behind the plate and Spelnick on the mound. You've got Zach Merrill down there at first base. Ryan Kern is now at second base. Sam Reimer is at shortstop. And Alex Panganiban is at third base. Braden Valentine is out in left field. Brady Staton is now out in center for Hastings. You've got Jamison Cockrell out at right field. The wind starting to pick up just a little bit. They were out of the east-northeast at the beginning of the ball game at 18 miles per hour. They kind of died down in the middle innings of this one, and now they're picking up a little bit here as we play in the sixth inning. We're at the Smith Complex. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Hastings 5 points bank trailing. Cardi runs about a score of 5-2 here in this one. Mason again goes to work. Here's the next pitch. Down low. Well, they're going to say it's right at the knees for a strike. Two balls and one strike here to Braden Ankout. Where's number 9 in that navy blue uniform here tonight for Cardi Runson? Spilnick gets a sign from Asher. Full windup. Next pitch. Swung on and missed. Up around the numbers. And the count now is at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Braden Ankout. Spilnick again looks in here. Trying to get out of the inning with no damage done. There's a high fly ball toward left field going over his Valentine, and he makes the catch on the run. Braden Valentine grabs that ball in the left field here. As he records it out, now there's two men out.
Your batter is number 16.
Coming up there next is going to be Ty Roseberry, the first baseman. Hastings 5 points back a season ago, finished 17-28-1. New head coach now with Russ Kindig here for the 2014 season. Roseberry came to the plate. He is 0-for-2 officially here in this one. He had a base on balls back there in the fifth inning and came around to score one of the 3 runs. First pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. Next pitch is swung on and foul tap. Nothing in two to Ty Roseberry. So after giving up 3 runs on 3 hits in the last inning, Spilnick has come on now. Here in the sixth, he's retired the first 2 guys that he has faced. Head on the count here at 0 balls and 2 strikes on Ty Roseberry. Next pitch on the way. And be tapped toward right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Stays in fair territory. Fielded out there by Jamison Cockrell. So Braden Ankout gets a single to right field. Right near the foul line over here. Now Carney has got a runner on here in the sixth inning. Phil Vornhagen comes to the plate next. Vornhagen had an RBI single back there in the fifth inning. Came around to score himself. Grounded out once and fouled out once. So he was 1-for-3 here in the ball game tonight. He'll bat for the right-hand side. Spilnick, the right-handed thrower, now looks over his left shoulder at the base runner over there at first base. That's Roseberry. Pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and 0 strikes to Phil Vornhagen. Chris Langen, the pitcher, is due up there next for Cardi Runza. However, there's 2 men out here in the inning. Spilling again, working from the stretch. Next pitch on the way. Ball's going to be hit toward left field. Giving chase is going to be Valentine. And Valentine is going to grab the ball out there right near the bullpen. He ran a long, long way. Didn't think he'd quite get there, but Braden Valentine grabs the ball as Vornhagen fouls out down the left field line to Braden Valentine. So the inning is over here. For Cardi Runza, they score no runs on 1 base hit, no errors, 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score. Cardi Runza 5, Hastings 5 points bank 2.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
Get more than you expect at Furnace. Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with American Legion Baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Smith Complex tonight for the 2014 season opener. Hastings and Connie runs it. Hastings trailing in this ball game by a score of 5-2. 5 points will send up the bottom third of the order coming up here. We're going to see Brady State and also Sam Reimer and Brock Dreher. One of those guys get aboard. We'll see Jamison Cockrell. Brock Dreher is now out of the ball game here, so obviously his spot will be filled back here at the bottom of the order. Here's Brady Staten coming in there next for Hastings. He is the center fielder. He started at third base. So Staten, he's going to be hit by a pitch here by Langen. That's one way to get some base runners. Brady Staten is hit by a pitch here to begin the sixth inning. Langen's kind of cruised along. He's given up only one base hit in two innings so far. He's recorded 3 strikeouts. But Brady Staten is going to be hit by a pitch.
That is number 8, Zach Bankston.
Zach Bankston is going to come on now. He's going to bat for Reimer in this number 8 position. So head coach Russ Kindig and trying to get something going here. In this sixth inning, his time is running out. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-2. So Bankston now comes to the plate here. Hastings 5 points back. He played in the juniors level a season ago and hit 251. He takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. A high fastball that Bankston can't quite get around on. Nothing in one is the count. Staten is down there at first base for Hastings. Bankston a season ago had 5 doubles for his extra base hits. Walked 12 times. Struck out 15 times. There's a foul ball on the first base side. He falls behind the count of no balls and 2 strikes. Drove home 15 runs last year for JIH. So Zach Bankston at the plate here now for Hastings 5 points back. 5'9", 150-pounder out of Adams Central. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be way outside for a ball. And the count of 1-2. This team this year made up of players from Hastings High, St. Cecilia. Also a Kennesaw player on here this year. Here's the next pitch. A called third strike, and he strikes him out. Langen, when he gets in trouble, he just comes with heat. He blows that one right on by Bankston. That is the 4th strikeout of the ball game.
Your batter's number 6 pitcher, Mason Spellman.
4th strikeout of the ball game now for Chris Langen. Now Mason Spellman comes to the plate next, batting in that number 9 position. It's going to get away from the catcher here. Ortley back to the screen and running down to second base on the play is going to be Staten. So Mason Spilnick is going to be batting here for Hastings in the number 9 position, occupied by Dreher to start the ball game. Spilnick, a season ago, hit 283 on the senior circuit. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. And now the count to Spilnick is at 2-0. Hastings batting here in the 6th inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7. 5 points trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-2 to Carney Runza. Langen works in for the sign from his catcher Ortley. Here comes the pitch up high. Now the throw down to third base is going to be over the head of the third baseman on his feet and coming home on the play is going to be Staten, and he's going to be in there for a score. That's going to be an error chalked up there on the catcher. The throw down to the third baseman, Pocock, was way over his head in the left field. Didn't take long for Staten to get back on his feet and trot home. So now it's a 5-3 ball game. Staten stealing third base. The throw down there by Ortley way over the head of Pocock. Spilnick now looking at a count of 2-1, or 3-0. And the next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So a hit batter, a strikeout, and a base on balls by Langen so far. here in this sixth inning of play. Now the pitching coach for Kearney Runs is going to come out and talk a little bit to Chris Langan. So Hastings has got a run in now here in the sixth inning. It's a 5-3 ball game. Spilnick is now on the bag at first base. He's going to be run for now. Here comes a John Blazer out of the Hastings dugout. He will run for the pitcher Spilnick at first base. Langan stays in there, the pitcher for Hastings, or for Kearney Runza. John Blazer is now in the bag at first base. Jameson Cockrell comes to the plate next for Hastings 5 points. So Hastings with a run in here in the sixth inning of play. A runner is at first base, John Blazer. And the top of the order now up here for Hastings 5 points bank. Jameson Cockrell with a single, a base on balls, and he's flown out once. He has scored 2 runs. He takes a strike here, nothing and one to Cockrell. 5-3 is the score now. This is the first run that Hastings has scored since the third inning. Next pitch on the way, hit towards second. Vornhagen goes to second for one, to first base, double play. So a double play turned there by Kearney Runs, and that's the first double play of the ball game that we have seen here tonight. That is a 4-6-3 double play, and that gets Kearney Runs out of the inning. Hastings comes up with a run on no base hits. One error on Kearney Runza. Hastings leaves none. We go to the seventh inning with a score. Kearney Runza 5, Hastings 3.
For Hastings 5 points, there were one run on no hits, one error, no one left on base.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Get your vehicle ready for summer travel at the Memorial Day Tire Sale on now at Graham Tire. All tires are on sale. Plus, get up to $80 mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear or Dunlop tires. That doubles to $160 when you use your Goodyear credit card. Also, get up to $80 mail-in rebate on select Hankook tires. Stop in and register to win a new gas grill. All tires are on sale now at the Memorial Day Tire Sale. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
So we head to the seventh inning of play. Kearney has now got the lead over Hastings 5 points. The score is 5-3. And Kearney will come up here now here in the seventh inning. We'll have 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. We're going to see the opposing pitcher coming up here to start things off. It's going to be Chris Langan, also Peyton Pocock, and also Jared Smalley, numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. NBA playoffs tonight. Miami has knocked off the Indiana Pacers by a score of 87-83. So that series now tied up at 1 game apiece. Mason Spilnick stays out there for Hastings. He'll throw another inning here. And Alex Panganiban was the starter for Hastings tonight. He went the first 4 innings. First pitch to Langan is going to be outside the strike zone for a ball. It's now 1-0. Next one comes in there and is going to beat him on the left shoulder. So Chris Langan, the opposing pitcher, gets hit by a pitch. He heads down to the back now at first base as he shakes that one off. That's going to bring up Peyton Pocock next. He's the third baseman. Pocock, he threw the first 3 innings. Now we're going to have that's going to be Pocock coming out there. Courtesy runner is going to come out. Kyle Anderson is going to come out now for Kearney and run at first base. So here's Peyton Pocock coming to the plate where Kearney runs. It's a 5-3 ball game. Hastings trailing here in the contest. Pocock so far tonight, it's flown out to center field. He's had a single. He has struck out once. He is 1-for-3 here in the ball game. A courtesy runner at first base here for the pitcher in Chris Langen. Hastings will hold him on defensively with our first baseman, Zach Merrill. Spilnick will again work from the stretch. He looks for the sign from his catcher, Brooks Asher. The pitch is on the way. That's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. So Peyton Pocock now looking at a count of no balls and one strike. Hastings will play at Pleasantdale on Friday night. Back here on Saturday with two games against Beatrice and Ralston. They'll go at 11 o'clock for the first game and then 4 o'clock for the second one. Here at the Smith Complex, here's an attempted bunt laid down. It's going to be a strike there. Pocock tries to lay one down and can't do it out in front of the plate. So the count is at no balls and two strikes. Runner stays put there at first base. So nothing in two. Kearney batting here in the top half of the seventh inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at the Smith Complex. Pocock again will dig in from the right-hand side. Spilnick at the belt. Next pitch on the way. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count of one ball and two strikes. Coming up after the ball game here tonight, we'll name our player of the game. We'll have our coach's post-game show with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. So stick around for that. One ball and two strikes here to Peyton Pocock, the number 7 hitter in the batting order for Kearney Runza. The next pitch by Spilnick. On the way, that one is going to be a check swing, and they did not go around with it. It's going to be an outside pitch. So it's two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count here to Pocock. Smalley is next. Frueling is in the hole here for Kearney Runza. Looking to maybe add to their run total here in the seventh inning. They've got a two-run lead. 5-3 over Hastings in the 2014 season opener here tonight. Spilling again. Leading in for the sign. He's got it. Looks at the runner at first. Next pitch on the way. It's going to be a cold third strike. So he goes down. Pocock is a strikeout victim. The third strikeout of the ball game by the pitcher Mason Spilnick. Pocock was attempting to bunt a couple of times and it watched one go right down Broadway and it whizzes right in the glove of Brooks Asher with a strikeout. That's going to bring up Jared Smalley next. Smalley so far tonight, he's been 1-for-3 in the ball game. He had a two-run single back there in the fifth inning. That was a big base hit for Kearney Runza. He takes a look at the pitch there. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Smalley with that two-run single in the fifth. Reached on an error in the fourth inning of play. Flew out to second base in inning number 3. Officially 1-for-3 at the plate tonight. He'll bat from the right-hand side. Runner is on at first base for Kearney. One man out here in the seventh inning. Next pitch, another check swing. There, the ball out in front of the plate. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Anderson running for Langen. It was a check swing, low pitch there. They say it was a strike here at the plate on Smalley, but Asher couldn't handle the pitch. He goes out to pounce out in front of the plate, but running down to second base on the play is going to be Anderson. So now Kearney has got a man on in scoring position at second base. Smalley looking at a count of one ball and one strike here at the plate. Next pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch delivered up there by Spilnick. He gets ahead on the count down with one ball and two strikes. Spilnick, not a guy that's going to really overpower you on the mound, but he can come up with a good breaking pitch. He came up with one right there. One ball and two strikes. Here's the next pitch on the way. That's a curve ball that's going to miss inside. And the count is now at two balls and two strikes on Jared Smalley. He's the number 8 hitter in the batting order here for Kearney Runza. These guys here at the bottom of the order, they've done some damage here tonight for Kearney. Frueling is the number 9 hitter. He's come up with a base hit tonight. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away back to the screen. So the count remains at two balls and two strikes here to Jared Smalley, the right fielder. Brooks Asher behind the plate here for Hastings. Alex Panganiban is over there at third base with Reimer at shortstop. Kern is at second base, and Zach Merrill is over there at first. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Spilnick. That's going to miss down low for a ball. That's now three balls and two strikes. So Smalley continues to battle in there in the right-hand batter's box, looking to get aboard here for Kearney Runza. Count is now full at 3-2. In the seventh inning of play here tonight at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be in there for a called third strike. Another nice pitch there by Mason Spilnick. He gets Pocock looking. Jared Smalley looking. Strikeouts number 3 and 4 in the ball game for Spilnick. That's going to bring up Dylan Frueling next. So now there's a two men out here in the seventh inning. It's still a man on at second. As a Frueling, the number 9 hitter in the batting order, comes to the plate next. So Spilnick has come up with some nice pitches when he's had to here in this inning. Spilnick got out to kind of a rocky start in the fifth. He gave up 3 runs on 3 hits. He shut down Carney runs in the sixth and so far in the seventh, and now he hits a guy. On the very first pitch to Dylan Frueling, he hits him. So 2 hit batters here in the seventh inning, 2 strikeouts, and now that brings up the top of the order again. And that's not what Russ Kindig wanted to see right there. That's the hit, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. Now we got a pitch to Hunter King. He's got 2 base hits so far tonight. He has flown out to right second base once, and he has struck out once. And now we're going to see Russ come out of the third base dugout here to talk with his infield, talk with his pitcher, and Mason Spilnick, just to make sure everybody's on the right page here. Hastings is trailing by just 2 runs, but really doesn't want to give one away here in the seventh inning with base runners on at first and second base. So Hunter King is your batter here for Connie Runza. Struck out, singled, RBI single. He flew out to a second base in his 4 plate appearances. Home plate umpire goes out to break up the conference on the mound. Kindig will come back to the third base dugouts. Russ trying to win his debut here on the seniors level after spending 6 years down with the juniors at Johnson Imperial Homes. It seemed very successful a season ago. Moving up to the seniors level here. Trailing in his opening ball game, though, to Connie Runza by a score of 5-3. There's the pitch to Hunter King. This could be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Kindig spent 6 years down at JIH, 148 and 125 was his record. 32-17 a season ago. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the third base side, out of play. And the count is at 1-1. Spilnick trying to shut the door here on Connie Runza in the seventh inning, trying to get his team back in the dugout with a chance to win this thing in the bottom half of the seventh. Hunter King is looking at a count of 1-1. There's 2 men out here in the inning. Next pitch, outside for a ball. Has now 2-1. Player of the game coming up. Coach's post-game show yet tonight here on 1230 KHS. Connie with base runners on at first and second base. Spilnick has recorded 2 strikeouts so far in this inning. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Hunter King with a good hard whack there, and it came up empty. Nothing but air. And now the count is at 2-2. 2 men out in the seventh as we roll the deuces here in this final at bat, hopefully, for Connie Runza. Spilnick again will look in for this sign from Brooks Asher. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, tapped over the head of Spilnick. Fielded there by Kern at second base. He goes to the shortstop covering the bag, and they get the force out. Nice play there by Ryan Kern, who gets the ball to Reimer, covering the bag there at the second base against the force out and Frueling. And the inning is over for Connie Runza. They scored no runs on no base hits. No errors on Hastings. And 2 men left on the base pads. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Last hope here for Hastings. It's Carney runs a 5-3.
Play ball!
Great feeling and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings now in the bottom half of the seventh inning. They will need two runs to force extra innings, three runs to win this thing. And we're going to have the meat of the order coming up here in Brayden Valentine, Ryan Kern, and Alex Panganiban. Let's head coach Russ Kindig goes to the bench here in the seventh inning. So Valentine, he comes up there. Lang is going to stay out there and throw for Carney here in the seventh inning. Valentine so far tonight, he's got a single. He has struck out once. He has grounded out once. So he's 1-for-3 here tonight. The Nebraska baseball team, they will play in the first round of the Big Ten Conference Tournament tomorrow at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. 1:05 will be the first pitch. 12:30 for the pregame show tomorrow afternoon on 12:30 KHIS. Nebraska will take on Ohio State tomorrow. Now 1-1 here to Braden Valentine as he leads off the bottom half of the seventh inning here tonight. Do or die for Hastings, 5 points here in this inning. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2-1. American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHIS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Next pitch will be inside for a ball. And the count now is it. With 3-1 on Braden Valentine. Ryan Kern would be next. Panganiban. Then Brooks Asher. Some big bumpers there in the batting order for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Now it's 3-1. 3-1 down to Valentine. As Chris Langen throws one to the plate, there's a little slow roller right side of the diamond, fielded, and then over to the bag at first. Not in time. First baseman Roseberry had to move to his right to grab that one. It was a slow roller anyway. Over there covering the bag was Langen. And he couldn't get there in time, so that's going to be a base hit by Valentine. So Valentine gets the base hit. That's the fifth successful hit for Hastings so far here in the ball game. And now the tying run comes to the plate here, and Ryan Kern. Kern, he struck out back there in the first inning of play. Had a single in the third, and he struck out in the fifth. So he is 1-for-3 so far tonight with a couple of strikeouts. The pitch by Langen swung out and missed. Nothing and one to Ryan Kern here for Hastings 5 points bank. Kern, 6'1", 165-pounder from Hastings High. Next pitch down low. Ball gets away momentarily from Ortley, the catcher, but not far enough. It goes trickling over here to the right-hand side. Staying over there at first base is going to be Valentine. So the count now is at 1-1 here to Ryan Kern as he bats in the seventh inning of play. Next pitch by Langen is swung on and foul tap. Back to the screen. 1-2 the count. And our next broadcast for Hastings 5 points bank next Tuesday, right back here at the Smith Complex, a doubleheader against Columbus. 5:30 and 8 o'clock will be the game times. 5:15 for the Pepsi pregame show at Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. Here comes the next pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Ryan Kern goes down swinging here. That's going to be strikeout number 5 in the ball game for Chris Langen.
Your batter is number 7, Alex Panganiban.
Langen is in his fourth inning of relief, and he's got his fifth strikeout here. Alex Panganiban comes to the plate next. Here's the pitch by Langen. It's going to be down low. Now the throw down to first base. That's going to be close, but it's not in time. Diving back in there was Valentine. Panganiban, he has grounded out once. He has walked once. He has struck out once. He's officially 0-for-2 in this ball game here tonight. Up there for the fourth time now. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Back out of the play. The count is sitting at 1-1 down to Paganiban. He was a .264 hitter a season ago for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Paganiban started the ball game on the mound tonight for 5 points through 4 innings. Gave up a couple of runs, 5 base hits, a walk, and his strikeouts. Next pitch outside for a ball. The count on Paganiban is now at 1-1. Brooks Asher, Zach Merrill do up there next. Hastings with one man out here at the bottom of the seventh with a runner out at first base. Next pitch is lying down the first base side out of play. And the count is at 1-2 now to Paganiban. Hastings needing 2 runs here in the seventh inning of play to force some extra innings. Need 3 runs to win this thing. 5-3 is the score. Carney runs it with a lead here. Hastings batting in the bottom of the seventh. Next pitch is hit toward short. Eckhoff grabs it at second base. He goes, nope, no double play attempt there. Eckhoff, the shortstop, goes to Vornhagen at second to catch the force out on Valentine, but no double play attempt as Paganiban was down the line.
Now batting number 15.
Now there was 2 men out. Eckhoff retires. Valentine at second base, so they get the lead run down there at second. Runner is on now at first base for Hastings, and Brooks Asher comes to the plate next. Asher steps in there for the right-hand side. He takes a whack there and a swing and a miss. Asher so far tonight, he is 1-for-3 in the ball game. He's grounded out once. He has struck out once. Had a single in the fifth inning of play. Hastings trailing 5-3 with a runner on at first base. Here's the next pitch to Asher. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count now is at 1-1. So 1-1 the count now to Brooks Asher. Taking a lead down there at first base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Tapped right side of the diamond. Fielded there and then bobbled at second base, and everybody's going to be safe. Vornhagen, the second baseman, had to move to his left. He was back on the edge of the outfield grass. He had the ball in his glove, and then it kind of fell out of there. Brooks Asher gets aboard on an error chalked up here on Vornhagen. So now we've got the winning run coming to the plate here in the form of Zach Merrill. Coming out to run now at first base for Asher is going to be John Blazer coming out now. He'll run at first base for Brooks Asher. So Zach Merrill now comes to the plate for Hastings. Hastings 5 points back with runners on at first and second base, and there's 2 men out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Hastings trailing by the score of 5-3. Merrill, he is officially 0-for-1 in this ball game, and he gets beaned by a pitch. Merrill gets hit by a pitch here in the seventh inning. So now Hastings with the bases loaded. Paganiban's down there at third base. We've got Blazer now on at second base, and Zach Merrill is on at first. Now Brady Staten comes to the plate next. Staten was hit by a pitch his last time up there in the sixth inning. He struck out in the third. He laid down his sacrifice in the second. Bases are juiced up here for Hastings in the seventh inning of play. Now Langen just comes with a strike there, a fastball in the inside corner. 5-3 is the score. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Their final at-bat here in the bottom half of the seventh. Next pitch by Langen is going to be down low, scooped up out of there by the catcher for Connie Runza. That is Kyle Anderson, who's into the ball game now doing the catching chores. So it's 1-1 now to Staten. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Back out of play. Now no balls and 2 strikes. So Brady Staten, who played on the Hastings 5 Points Bank a season ago, had a .256 batting average. First game of the 2014 season with a chance to maybe win the game here with a base hit to the outfield. Staten waits on the pitch. Swung on, and it's going to be fouled away. Back out of play. So the count is at 1-2. Bases are loaded here for Hastings in the bottom half of the seventh inning. A chance to win this thing against Connie Runza tonight. Hastings had a 2-0 lead in this game until Kearney came back, scored two in the fourth inning and three more in the fifth to take control of this game. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's 1-2. So 1-2 the count here to Brady State. And if he can get aboard, we'll see what happens in this number 8 position. Bankston batted for Reimer the last time up there. Next pitch is tapped out in front of the plate. It's fielded there by Lang, and he goes to first base. Ball game over. Brady Staten hits one back to the pitcher, record the third out, and Kearney Runza wins the ball game tonight over Hastings by a score of 5-3. Hastings 5 points back with the bases loaded in the seventh inning of play and could not score. So Hastings drops their season opener tonight to Kearney Runza by a score of 5-3. Hastings in the final inning, they scored no runs on one base hit, one error on Kearney Runza, and they had three men left on base. Final score, Kearney wins it over Hastings tonight. Kearney Runza 5, Hastings 5 points bank 3. We'll be back after this.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Kearney wins it tonight over Hastings. 5 points bank. Final score of 5-3. Season opener for both teams. So Kearney obviously 1-0 on the season. Hastings drops to 0-1. Hastings 5 points will play at Pleasantdale coming up on Friday night before returning home on Saturday for a couple of ball games against Beatrice and Ralston. Those games on Saturday at 11 and 4 o'clock back here at Smith. Kearney scores 5 runs, 9 base hits, 3 errors. They leave 11 men on base. Hastings, 3 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors. They leave 10 men on base. Peyton Pocock was the starting pitcher for Kearney. Chris Langan came on and threw the final 4 innings here tonight for Kearney. Had 5 strikeouts, gave up 1 run, 2 base hits, 1 walk, and he hit 3 batters. Alex Panganiban was a starter for Hastings. He went the first 4 innings, gave up 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. Mason Spilnick finished things off for Hastings. He threw 3 innings of relief, gave up 3 runs, 4 strikeouts, 2 hit batters, a walk, and he gave up 4 base hits in the ballgame. So Kearney Runza beats Hastings tonight by a score of 5-3. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as American Legion Baseball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHS Radio, 1230 AM.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The player of the game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
5 points back, drops this one tonight. Cardi runs the final score of 5-3. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, the 5 points back squad struggling a little bit at the plate. Only 5 base hits in the ball game. Braden Valentine had a couple of base hits tonight. Jameson Cockrell had one hit. Ryan Kern had a base hit. Brooks Asher had a base hit tonight for Hastings. Alex Panganiban was the starting pitcher for Hastings and hung in there for 4 innings. Gave up only 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, and his strikeouts. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website. Online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Player of the game tonight for Hastings, 5 points back, will be Braden Valentine. A couple of base hits for Valentine in the ball game. Had a single in the first inning of play and also had a single in the seventh inning of play. But Hastings, 5 points, dropping one here tonight at Kearney runs up on a score of 5-3. Hastings had the bases loaded in the seventh inning and could not score as Kearney beats Hastings by a score of 5-3. It'll be a Braden Valentine, our player of the game tonight for Hastings, 5 points. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the coach's post-game show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com. It's time now for the Coach's Post Game Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
Back here at the Smith Complex, Hastings drops this one here tonight to Kearney runs about a score of 5-3. As head coach Russ Kindig will join us in the post game. And, Coach, you know, with everything that happened here tonight, we come down to the seventh inning and couldn't quite push a couple of runs across. You had the bases loaded with the chance to win in the seventh.
Yeah, you know, for the most part, I thought we played pretty well. We had 11 strikeouts, but at the same time, you know, I thought we worked the counts really well. Early, we had some 2-strike hits and kept us in the ball game. Braden Valentine did a great job at the plate with his at-bats. And, you know, we told the guys afterwards, Ortley's a pretty good guy on the mound. We haven't seen a curveball like that yet. It's been a long spring. We knew that Langan coming in was going to throw hard and has a good ride and fastball in our hands, pretty good curveball. So we saw two good guys tonight. We just had a few times there, 10 left on, I think. You know, we got to knock some guys in, and I think that'll come.
Yeah, we saw Langan. He was tough. You did not see a whole lot of live pitching, I assume, in your off-season workouts heading into the season. So just getting outside and seeing some live pitching, you're going to come up with some better hitting performances than we saw tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you can simulate all you want with our guys throwing and some of our live scrimmages, but all our pitchers know what our hitters struggle with. All our hitters know what the pitcher struggles with, you know, so it's not quite the same. And, you know, overall, I thought we pitched great. Like I said, come out E4 and in a walk there in the fourth inning, I believe it was, when we gave up 3 innings. In the third inning, you give a good team like Kearney, any good team, 2 runners on, no outs, and something's going to happen good for them.
Let's talk about our pitching a little bit. Alex came out through the first 4 innings for you, gave up 2 runs, 5 hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Really not too bad out of the gates here tonight for Alex.
No, really happy. The plan coming in was probably throw him at least one time through their order. He was doing – pitch count was down. Felt good. He was getting all his pitches across, so we went with him a little bit longer. Came back with Mace, and you know, other than leaving a couple of off-speed pitches up, he pitched great too, I thought.
Yeah, Mason gave up 3 runs in the fifth and got off to kind of a shaky start, but then kind of settled down to sixth and seventh, and not too bad of a job for Spolnick out there in relief.
Yeah, really happy with him, and you get back to Panganiban. You know, he had bases loaded or and a dinker by a fast runner and King, and you know that scores a run. Sam's got the short ball in front of him there that if he fields it cleanly, I don't know that we throw the guy out there either. So we bring the infield in because we're not scoring any runs and the wind's blowing in 20 miles an hour, and they bleed a 95-footer over our head and lands on the infield. So, you know, I like I said, I told the guys we played well. Those breaks that we didn't get tonight are going to come our way if we keep grinding and keep going about our business the way we have been all spring.
It's a long season, and some of those breaks will go your way hopefully later on as we move through this long season, huh?
Yeah, definitely. You know, baseball is just a humiliating sport. Sometimes you can look the best, like the best guy in the field for a week, and the next week doesn't look like you've swung a bat before in your life. So, you know, it's a grind, and guys got to get through this. You know, whether or not we play well early or not, we've got to get through this as a team, and I think we'll be there. Great resiliency at the end. Shoot, come load the bases at the end, and, you know, we're one base hit away by Brady, who had a great at bat, had a couple good swings. He just missed on foul ball or fastballs, and, you know, we're tied up. We're still playing right now.
So Hastings now will have the weekend, Pleasantdale on Friday night, Beatrice, Ralston on Saturday, Gretna on Sunday, then come back with Columbus on Tuesday. So you're going to find out a lot about your baseball team here in the next several days here.
Yeah, who scheduled that? yeah, definitely. You know, we're going to go out and play these next three games just like we did tonight and see who wants to compete on the mound, see who wants to compete out on the bases or, you know, in the box. I thought Braden Valentine wins the player of the game. If you'd told us at the beginning of the year that he was going to be starting in left field, you know, we probably didn't think that would be the case, but he's had a great spring. He's been at every practice. He's really gone, you know, put us in a good position to play left field, and tonight, you know, it paid off. So
the Hastings drops this one, and again, the next game will be on Friday at Pleasantdale. Some of the schedules might have that as a home game, but that's going to be a away game on Friday before Hastings comes on and face Beatrice and Ralston on Saturday. So great effort for game number one. We'll catch you again.
Thank you very much.
Yep, Russ Kindig, the head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Again, Hastings dropping one here tonight. Two Kearney runs about a score of 5-3. We'll take our final timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC. I see.
So in the first ball game tonight, Kearney Post 52 scores 6 runs in the 7th inning. They come back to beat Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes by a score of 11-9. JIH had a 7-0 lead over Kearney Post 52 after just 2 innings tonight. But Kearney comes back to win the opener by the score of 11-9 in the juniors ball game. In the seniors contest, it was Kearney erasing a 2-0 deficit that Hastings and early in the ball game, Kearney comes back to grab the lead and eventually goes on to win 5-3 over Hastings. Hastings 5 points at the bases loaded in the 7th inning and could not score. So Hastings drops one in the season opener here tonight. And Kearney runs about a score of 5-3. That'll wrap up coverage for us tonight here at the Smith Complex. We'll be back with Hastings 5 points next Tuesday. They've got a doubleheader planned with Columbus on the Tuesday, 5:30 and 8 o'clock game times on the air with a pregame show with the coach at 5:15. My producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for American Legion Baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion Baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.